If you're on the internet, Briar Rhea says, come, come. Best big wait, they stays up, you dum-dum. Swordman censors the internet all day. Even Pope Barney can't change the censoring ways. Swordmancer, Pastor Lynch stands after you. Swordmancer, if he shoots your ass you're through. Swordmancer, them nimbusters after you. Swordmancer, if they try to eat you, you're through. Them wizard Nazis are really crazy clowns. When will they learn they kept little Mancer faggots down? Swordmancer censors the internet all day. Even Nimbus can't change his faggot ways. Swordmancer, Pastor Lynn stands after you. The Swordmancer Show! If he sues your ass, you're through. Do-do-do. Swordmancer, Pastor Lynn stands after you. Swordmancer, if he sues your ass, you're through. Swordmancer, them Nimbusters after you. Swordmancer, if they challenge your ass, you're through. Do-do-do.
Gozer Dickie's Merchant. To see what I can find, I find a bunch of goodies from 2005. I see all those items from the good old days. It's my book, it's my hands, and it's leathers all day. Wanna be a swordmancer in the SS. Wanna be a sword faggot in the SS. Wanna be a swordmancer in the SS. Swordmancer, sword faggot in the SS. In the gay pipe parade, Dickie rolled with pride, sucking off niggers in the dusty countryside. Every red nigger bastard that wanted to pay, we would suck them off day after day. Wanna be a swordmancer in the SF? Wanna be a sword faggot in the SF? Wanna be a swordmancer in the SF? Swordmancer, sword faggot in the SF! Today I grin when I see his bull whip. My sphincter's not offensive. I know it's really drip. Get that good on butt, a gleam in my eyes. Call me Brian Real, I tell nothing but lies. I'll be a swordmancer in the SF. I'll be a sword faggot in the SF. I'll be a swordmancer in the SF. Swordmancer, sword faggot in the SF. Wanna be a swordmancer in the SF. Wanna be a sword faggot in the SF. Wanna be a swordmancer in the SF. Swordmancer, sword faggot in the SF.
Recorded live.
Greetings, Ogling, Wigger, and Mamzer ass clowns across the fruited, nutted Zog plain. In the open air, coast to coast, nut house, we call Zog Babylon, the third and the final. But this show, as always, is aimed at the lost sheep and found sheep of the house of Israel, ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye who did hear Christ's call. Greetings. Now, this is episode number 124.5 of the Movement Turd. I, of course, am Pastor Martin Luther Dujinsky Linstead, your host. And tonight is the 31st of May, 2012, and it's what? 0842 Granby Uncentral Unstandard Time here in southwest Missouri. And the name of tonight's show will be None of These Zog False Fronts Last Forever. Now, folks, this show is really a dual seedline Christian identity-oriented show because that's what I am, that's what I be. And it is, of course, aimed for mainly white people, the Israelite people, not Jews, not Mamzers, not Zogbots, not faggots, not any of the other critters who essentially should be and will always be outside the true congregation of the house of Israel. Now, of course, other people are welcome to listen, and I think that about a third of my audience is Zoglings and Mamzers and the rest here, and I'm not worried about that sort of thing at all. Folks, in fact, I sort of think that part of the reason that Brian Real and Eli James haven't been able to remove this show in the second incarnation from Talks to You is because the Southern Poverty Law Center, the rest of the people wanted, you know, the rest of Zog wants to know what is actually going on in this screwed up bowel movement. yes, they can go ahead and hire melungeons like Jeremy Visser and Brian Wright and Brian Reel and Jew boys like Eli James and Finkelschini and essentially Sicilian Guido Mamsers like Clifton Emma Heiser pretend to be a Christian identity scholar, you know, but who's actually a Marino-Papist preterist. And you end up having, like, you have a whole bunch of these people who pretend to be white nationalists. And a lot of them are, you know, fans of the old Dr. William Pierce, who died. And, folks, what they do is that by their actions or their reactions or whatever they do, they go ahead and out themselves. Like, for example, here, you know, just this afternoon, had this guy named Stephen Brower. He's a sort of shit-skinned Greekling Mamzer faggot who lives in Los Angeles, who supposedly is the vice president of a record company. And he was talking about, you know, he was talking when he got outed about how he was this and how he was that of people I didn't know. And it looks like he knows how to play guitar better than I do, but his voice is nothing to write home about, and the lyrics are just awful. And what happens is that here is this intrepid guy. He pretends that he's a white nationalist, and he's hated me and Pastor John Britton for years. And what he did today is over on the Mamzer Barrel, which is really the worst Mamzers and the worst faggots and the worst shitskins of all the Circle of Crust. He went ahead and went nutsoid because essentially I went ahead and posted a hyperlink to one of my pages because somebody was asking me, well, how do you know? How can you prove he's a Mamzer? Yeah, I can prove he's a Mamzer. He went ahead and admitted that his name was Stephen Brower and that he was going to go ahead and ban me from the Mamzer Barrel. Now, he already tried, but previously he just didn't have enough people to do that. Today he did. And essentially, he did me a favor by going ahead and kicking me out because essentially, by being kicked out, I no longer am responsible for anything that's said on the Mamzer Barrel back when I was thinking of working with it. I don't have to worry about going ahead and deal with these people. And here's old Stevie Buck. He goes over on to stumble in. He whines like a pussy. And his little sidekick, called Streetwalker Barbie, who I call Nigger Humping Tranny, the character has admitted to whoring himself out for niggers and Puerto Ricans. And there's some people who think it's just a slut, and there's other people who think it's a transsexual in New York here. I don't know. Engelbert sounds to me like quite a faggot. I don't see any mention of Mrs. Brower. But in any case, it chimps out again, goes ahead and threatens legal action or some sort of action, and I'm pointing out his look, dumbass Engelbert. You've been calling me a child molester for a long, 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 long time here. Essentially, if you go ahead and you start legal action against me for essentially outing you, well, first of all, you don't have a case, but B, you're going to have to go ahead and give your real name and your real address. Now, do you really think that essentially the niggers and Puerto Ricans and Mexicans and the rest here who are going to your little shit, you know, second-rate, shit-colored, record company is going to want to hear about essentially how you, yes, you are a Mamzer, yes, you are a faggot, but essentially you're spying and you're giving a hard time pretending to be a white nationalist? And the answer is that no. You're not going to get very far. All you're going to do is just go ahead and get other people, other posers and pretenders roped in. And it's the same in the bowel movement. Well, these people, Hadding and Wigger Squill, Wheelos Williams, trying to get Harold Covington banned over on Stormfront, trying to get him banned over on VNNF, and trying to go ahead and come up with this crap on Four Fags Thebes. You know, the fake Four Fags Thebes or the bigger Four Fags Thebes. And over on VNNF, there's this guy named Don Pauly. I don't much care for him, but he's pretty well admitted that everybody knew that Dr. William Pierce took $400,000 of order money and that Zog owned him. Zog could send him to prison anytime it wanted to for receiving $400,000 or $50,000 or $40,000, whatever, It was. And folks, it was admitted during William Pierce's lifetime by his biographer who wrote Fame of the Dead Man's Deeds that Bob Matthews came and visited William Pierce, gave him a brown paper bag full of stuff, and Pierce is such a smart character. He says that no one could have seen Bob Matthews give me a brown paper bag because there was a bush hiding it here where Zilla Craig was watching. Well, Pierce, you know, he's dead now, but you know, look, folks, you haven't denied anything. All you've done is confirmed with the name of a second party and how they couldn't have done a scene here. I mean, you're about as smart as this guy named Mitch, who would go ahead in the nut house and he would go ahead and try his case. Now, he'd gone ahead in the 80s, killed a used car salesman. Nobody really likes used car salesmen. He got out after 3-4 years, got turned loose, went to St. Louis, and on a park bench, went all nutsoid. He was off his meds. He went ahead and killed 3 people in a park bench one night in St. Louis. And he was going ahead and talking to the jury about how you cannot find me guilty. Nobody actually seen me wield the knife, which killed these 3 people on a park bench in St. Louis. And they'd cackle. He would cackle. He'd want to have one have cackle. You know, when I knew him, he had this tick from all these drugs they had him pumped up with. It's called tardive dyskinesia. But what happens is that, you know, as I got to know him better, he got to where he would say, "Well, folks, I heard the guy had been declared competent to stand trial. Can you imagine this guy with his tick saying, die, and his cackle with his public pretender saying about, folks, the jury's going to look at this character and say, this guy does belong locked up. I mean, we shouldn't go ahead and kill any more tards. But essentially, you know, he belongs in nut house, not a prison. And they'd send him back. Probably, I don't know if he finally got an NGRI because the guy had gone through there, had been now cured, and he went ahead and killed 3 more people. You know, well, I think he killed 3 niggers. He didn't like niggers very much. He wanted to pretend to be a Muslim, but he didn't like niggers. Well, I tried to explain to him is that most Muslims are niggers here or they're nigger lovers, but, you know, he didn't want to hear that. But anyway, I got fairly friendly with him. He was one hell of a chess player. He was smart. He was just nuts. And folks, making up an excuse to where, no, you didn't actually catch me doing something. It's just it looks that way. Well, folks, it don't matter how much money Pierce got. And he got, according to what Katja Lane said, $400,000. And she didn't just say it to me. She said it to a number of people. Katja Lane was David Lane's political wife. Essentially, she married him once he was in prison. And in the early 2000s, she was getting in trouble because she was David Lane's wife. And she pretty well sold her David Lane stuff here. And she moved back to Secaucus, New Jersey with her children. She got tired of being David Lane's wife. I don't think they ever got a divorce. In any case, David Lane was locked up here. So, anyway, David Lane's dead. You know, Katja Lane is probably somewhere in New Jersey, for all I know, no longer in Idaho. But folks, none of this shit, none of these lies last forever. None of these lies last forever. They always get outed. And that's the thing about the Manzer barrel. Essentially, it was allowing idiots to go ahead and call me a child molester. It was allowing Visser. It was allowing Shitty Bob. It was allowing Pastor Bill or Liar Bill Mumps Nuts the Glue to go ahead and say whatever stupid crap they want against their enemies. And what happens if you go ahead and you say truthfully that this guy, you're going to get banned. You're going to get banned. I point out and stumble in. Is that looking gilded? Look, Stephen Brower, you already went ahead and the shout box said, "Hey, look, you can get." You know, I said, "Hey, you've gone ahead and called me a child molester without any proof, and gilded. In fact, I have proof against you calling that. You don't mind if I go ahead and use your name once over and stumble in?" And Stephen Brower said, "Fine." I went ahead and said, "Okay, Stephen Brower." And what happens is that Rustifer went ahead and she censored that particular post here. So from what I gather, I'm banned on the Manzer Barrel. But that cost to wear. Look, folks, this is not a white nationalist site. It is just nothing more than Mamsers and Jew boys and faggots and the rest pretending to be white nationalists. And essentially, as such, you've turned it into a ghetto. Now, is it worth spying on? I'll probably go ahead and get a Tor browser and I'll probably create a new sock puppet and get back on there. But in many cases, it's sort of like Four Fags Thieves or VNNF or Stormfront. It will go for months at a time without even being worth spying on. But then all of a sudden, you'll go ahead and have their hatreds, they'll have their dislikes, they'll have what have you, and they will go ahead and out themselves. Pretty well, old Stephen Brower, B-R-O-W-E-R, essentially, you don't have a leg to stand on. It is not against the law to go ahead and out anonymous faggots on the internet. In fact, in New York, they're trying to go ahead and get to where you can't pretend to be something that you're not. In fact, Facebook, one of the reasons that's gone downhill is it's been revealed that 40% of its subscribers are sock puppets. They're spammers. That's all they are. I got me a couple Fedbook accounts. Hell, Covington probably has a couple of them. Everybody has a couple of them because essentially, if you can be removed, being honest and saying honest things here, essentially what you do is you use the internet to go ahead and spy. I got kicked off from Four Fags Thieves last week. I went through my password account. I went ahead and found a sock puppet that I'd gone ahead and used, logged in at the Neosho Public Library a year or two ago, and I'm back on Four Fags Thieves. I'm back on Spermfront. I'm back on VNNF here. Some cases I deliberately go ahead and burn off one here. Speaking of which, this guy, Il Ragno, over on the fake Four Fags Thieves. He goes ahead and he bans one of my sock puppets because he thinks it's Cain or Jacob Israel. Well, actually, it's one of Bill White's little flunkies, or it might be Bill White himself, but I tend to doubt it. It's probably one of Bill White's little sock possums, and one of his little tards going ahead and writing something. And as a result, what happens is that this Bill White, he spies too on the internet, and he says is that this Ragno is just some Mexican from New York here, blah 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 blah. And what happens, Il Ragno reads into that enough to say, oh my god, it's Cain. It's a Cain or it's his butthole buddy, Jacob Israel. Folks, the smart thing to do, if you are being caught, if you're about to be outed as a sock puppet, is to go ahead and essentially slough it off. Slough it off. Of course, someone like myself who has 666 and counting sock puppets always has one in spare here. And whenever I go to a different email account, or I bring my computer with me to McDonald's or Hardee's or wherever they have free internet service, what I always do is I go ahead and create some more sock puppets. I go ahead and sign up with a, not even with a Tor account. What I do is I do that while I'm running. See, I go ahead and make sure that whitenationalist.org/forum is up. Now, since I'm not just getting my dick pulled. And then what I do is that once I'm in there, I go ahead and I create a bunch. I just go ahead and take me a piece of paper and I write me a bunch of usernames here. I go ahead and make myself an account. I go ahead and sign up to Four Fags Thieves. I go ahead and sign up to VNNF. I sign up to Spurfront. I sign up to a number of places. And then what happens is that all I have is a lurking sock pup until I'm ready to go ahead and blow one off. And see, the purpose of going ahead and blowing off the sock puppet is to go ahead and have these people, oh no, it's Cain, or it's Jacob Israel, or worse, it's Pope Marty. And have them see them have what's called an allergic reaction. And then go ahead and fish. And find out. And probe. Folks on the internet, Zog knows that you're a dog. A Mamzer dog. My job is to go ahead and find out if you are a Mamzer dog running around and dicking with the above ground dual seed line Christian Day Church or with white nationalism, is to go ahead and find you and out you and fuck you up. And so I shall do. So anyway, that's going to be it for this section of the Movement Turd. I'm going to go ahead and let Russ go ahead and call in. And we will be back in just a few minutes. Hail victory, folks.
Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, stupid ways you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Build a drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating crop. I wake up and right away, stupid wiggers come to mind. The way they run to and fro, stupid wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, stupid wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Build the drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating crop. Wiggers keep remembering how good Zog used to be. Being taught long ago, our freedom's memory. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, stupid wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Build a drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating crop. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating crop.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing, Russ?
Pretty good.
I heard you were gone for a while.
I went to a Pentecost feast in Tennessee over the weekend.
And okay, did you have any, Pastor Buddy and all?
I went to visit Buddy Johnson, and he's in bad shape. He was walking around with a cane. He's had a kidney removed about 2 weeks or so ago. He's on one of these renal diets. I never heard of such a thing, but I guess he's supposed to eat a lot of eggs, a lot of protein, and minimize his fluid intake. It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, renal has to do with kidneys. Since if you had a kidney removed, you're down to one kidney. You had to have one removed. Essentially, what you're supposed to do is eat something which will not go ahead and make you piss and piss and piss and piss and have the kid, you know, your remaining kidney work awful hard. Okay?
What doesn't make sense is that the kidney tries to overcome what's called osmotic pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And the more concentrated the urine is, or the blood is, or the salts are in the blood, the more difficult it is to get rid of the urine. It would seem to me that you'd want to have as much liquid as possible to minimize the difference in pressure. But I'm not a doctor, and I don't control what he does. I just heard about this. It just amazed me.
So he was what, 80-some years old, and he survived the surgery?
He's about 75, somewhere in there.
And he survived the surgery?
Yes.
Okay. And let's see. Well, someone's saying I pressed the wrong button here. So anyway, were there any Lumbee Indians, a.k.a. Malinchen Indians, or Goinstown visitors?
No.
At the Pentecost?
No. We had that problem's been resolved, and at the feast there were no Indians, no Malinchens of any kind.
No Lumbee or Lumberton Indians or anything like that here, huh?
No.
You do know that Lumbee Indians is another word for Malinchens, don't you?
Well, I don't really know where the word Belungeon came from, but
No. It was actually called tri-racial isolates. And essentially what happens is that they have a little bit, they have some nigger in them, they have some Indian in them, and they have some white in them, but actually it's mainly Jew. And they have both Sephardic and Ashkenazi Jew in them. And they're called tri-racial isolates. And what happens is that they started out, I mean, from what I gather, a lot of these Jew slavers would go ahead and they'd have to, when they were selling slaves or something like that, they would go ahead and in very many cases what they would do is they would go ahead and take some of the nigger, some of the cuter looking nigger women in and have a second wife, a second family in places like Maryland and Virginia and North Carolina, South Carolina. And essentially what happens is be these Jews going ahead and looking after their slave dealing interests, going ahead and screwing these nigger women. And then what happens is they go ahead and get interbred with the Indians as well. So essentially you end up having a sort of a mixture of these creatures. And what happens is, just like Jews everywhere, critters with Jew blood, they go ahead and act like Jews, and people get a little bit pissed off at them, so they go ahead and have names for them. And essentially what they would do, I mean, they'd be called red bones in some cases, they'd be called Indians of various tribes. Essentially they were like the Jukes and the Kallikaks. Everybody sort of knew what they were and that they were no good. And essentially, they go ahead and breed in with each other, and they would be someone who would not be looked up to. Well, they moved to the Appalachians, inland, and then they became known as sort of Malinches. But they're known as other critters like Goinstown Indians.
Okay, Martin, the word is Appalachians.
Appalachians, whatever. Here, all right. Well, you know better because you live closer to the Appalachians than I do. Of course, I live closer to the Ozarks than you do, and essentially you'd have the same sort of mountain people who would go ahead and have a little bit of Anglo-Mestizo in with them. And I'm pretty well smack dab in the list, I mean, within Christian day, you end up having a bunch of these people, especially in the, quote, Southern and Ozarks and Appalachians. I mean, essentially got a good deal of red Indian in them. But what you end up having is that, the worst problem is not just the Anglo-Mestizos, it's when they end up having some Jew in them that makes them Malinches. And then, as a result, they want to go ahead and get into Christian identity, they want to change it, and then you end up having critters like you were having at Passover, want to go ahead and have their way and have it changed and do whatever the hell they want to do.
Well,
okay?
There are no Indians there, that was resolved. But, I don't know if what you say is true or not, but it makes a lot of sense. The Jews are mongrels, and mongrels seem to attach with each other. There seem to be an affinity of each mongrel for mongrel. And if these Belongians, or whatever the pre-Belongians, whatever you might want to call them, were originally part Negro and part white, and then mixed in with the Spanish. I mean, I've always heard they're part Spanish or part Portuguese, part colored and part white. But they're ugly people. They are ugly. U-G-L-Y. Lincoln was a Melungeon. Francis Gary Powers was a Melungeon. I mean, not, maybe your younger listeners don't know who Francis Gary Powers was.
The YouTube pilot who supposedly got shot down over Russia, but essentially it was a plot to go ahead and do whatever. I mean, the U-2 shouldn't have been taken down, but it was. You know what I mean?
Well, from what I understand, the U-2 was, there was a bomb put in the thing in Pakistan. Who knows what took place? But, I know that, Khrushchev tried to embarrass Eisenhower or some deal. It happened when I was a kid a long time ago, but you're right, it was the U-2 deal. I'll tell you something, I'd love to fly a U-2 plane.
Occurred way back, what, 1958?
Somewhere in there.
Yeah.
But they cruise at 90,000 feet or something like that. I mean, can you imagine that?
Okay, it looks like I've been, hold on, let me go ahead. I'm going to have to go ahead and log in here, back in again, okay?
Oh, yes, this call has ended.
Call has ended? What the hell?
It says it on the screen, so the call has ended.
Okay, well, shoot. Let me go ahead and take a break here, and I'll start another show then. I don't know what the hell the deal is. You know what I mean? Okay? All right, bye-bye.
It's acceptable to call me a nigger.
It's acceptable to call me a speck.
To call me a chink.
To call me a fag.
It's acceptable to call me a kite.
It is acceptable to call me a retard or call yourself or your friends retarded when they do something foolish.
The R word is the same as every minority slur. Treat it that way and use it.
The going sound this or sing this song, Judah, Judah. This possum fish man's five lives long, oh, the Judah day. Don't lie all night, don't lie all day. Dog bed is dog when some luncheon fag, this possum turned out all gay. That high yellow bridger and dumb black Dutch, Judah, Judah. Piss, possum, bell, priest, don't mount too much, all the Judah day. Don't lie all night, don't lie all day. Dog bed is sog with some luncheon fag, piss, possum turned out all gay. Jew got some stanky kite pecker in, Judah, Judah. Come back home with piss possum kin, oh, the Judah day. Don't lie all night, don't lie all day. Dog bed is dog with some luncheon fag, piss possum turned out all gay. Wanger stick, wanger in pisser hole, Judah, Judah. Can't touch bottom with 3-inch pole, oh, the Judah day. Don't lie all night, don't lie all day. Dog bed is dog with some luncheon fag, piss about and turn out all gay. Okay, folks, we're back, and anyway, Rustfer, I went ahead and talked to Rustfer, and he didn't want to go ahead and call back here, and it was getting close to his bedtime anyway. So, I don't know what the heck happened to the previous show. What I'll do is I don't think we're going to have this big or this long of a show in any case here. All right, in this bowel movement, like I was going to go ahead and say, is that none of these Zogfoss fronts go ahead and they don't last forever. And it doesn't really matter how much the censorship takes place. I wasn't quite sure what I was going to go ahead and, you know,
what I was going to go ahead and talk about this morning. And then what ended up happening is I was over on the Mamzer barrel. And what it is it's an offshoot of Stumble In, which in turn was an offshoot of Four Fags Thieves, which in turn was a section on VNNF, which in turn in some cases was a spur from storm front, or as I call it, sperm front, or storm drain, or whatever. And folks, the bulletin forums have pretty well gotten less and less and less relevant, because anybody who's able to go ahead and actually create something is instead going ahead and abandoning these V-Bulletin forums, which I'll go ahead and grant, had a following from about 2003 to about 2009 or 2010. And the reason that they came to fruition is because of censorship by the previous movement communications format, which was the Yahoo groups. Once Yahoo went ahead and started censoring, pretty well V-Bulletin was taken over. Anyway, I was spending some time going over on Stumble In, and you have this character he's called Intrepid, but I called him Engelded, and that's what he became known as. His real name is Stephen Brower. And what happens is dumb old Stephen Brower thinks that he gets to go ahead and look down on white people. He gets to go ahead and look down on white people as just a bunch of hicks and bread hicks here, and white trash living in flyover country. And that's common. That's common in these big cities, especially if you're a Mamzer or a Jew pretending to be a white nationalist. So, you have all these characters, they have Melungeon or Jew, they have Melungeon or Jew inside them, and they actually despise us white people when they try to go ahead and pretend to be some of us white people. But anyway, during the last year or so, pretty well, like I said with these V-Bulletin forums, is that it's no improvement to have Whiggers and Mamzers go ahead and censor. It's no improvement on, say, Jews going ahead and censoring. I mean, to have yourself censored by a Whigger or a Mamzer or some other critter pretend to be a white nationalist. What I end up seeing is, how dare you go ahead and say, how dare you go ahead and have a gossip show, how dare you say this, it's slander. Well, you go ahead and you tell the truth. And to them, just like Jeremy Visser said, it's slander if you tell the truth, but it's not slander if they call you a child molester or they do something like that here. It's no big deal, these characters. Well, anyway, it looks like there's some people that are getting the news is that this show is back on. I don't know why it went ahead and shut down. It was a TalkStew problem. And I tried to go ahead and reset it. I said it at 10:30. And, or at 9:30, and then I kept on getting a problem, and what happens is my own operator's headspace. Essentially, I forgot that TalkStew goes, since it's out of Delaware, goes on Eastern time. So what happens, while I was trying to go ahead and set for 9:30, it was saying, well, it's something like this now here, it's past the time. So I went ahead and looked at it. And then I went ahead and figured out what the correct time is. I went ahead and reset it. And then I was going over on Stumble In. Now, see, the problem with Stumble In is they have some sort of rules here to where you're not supposed to out all these Mamzers and Jew boys and Whiggers and faggots pretending to be white nationalists. But see, Stephen Brower had gone ahead and broken a rule of Stumble In, is you don't call people child molesters unless you have proof that they are. Essentially, there is no proof. I mean, essentially, the case had to be dismissed. But what you end up having is you end up having these Mamzers and faggots and the rest here. They want to go ahead and pretend that they're your buddy. And Gilda has always pretty well hated me. And he went ahead and banned me over on the Mamzer Bill. He'd already gone ahead a week or so previously and said, well, you do whatever you see fit here. And so what I did is I just simply didn't break the actual rule over on Stumbling. What I did is I went ahead and posted his real name, his real face, over on whitenationalist.org/forum. Here's this guy who's, he's somewhat with Christian identity. He is asking, well, do you have proof that old Engeldid is a Mamzer shitskin faggot? I said, sure. I went ahead and gave the name of the thread, which says, I'm Stephen Brower /Intrepid/Engeldid/Stevie Bukagi, and I'm a shitskin Mamzer faggot. And what happens, old Engeldid just went ahead and chimped out. Now, over on Stumbling, I have not gone ahead and broken the rules because every single time I go ahead and, delete the Stephen Brower name. On the other hand, there's a hyperlink where you can go ahead and look at it. And folks, I'm on Fade the Butcher or Hunter Wallace's little forum. And I'm also on Kane's, Kane 1234566's forum. He's a fucked up Jew boy. And I'm on a number of other, and I'm on this Microbius forum. He don't much care for Kane. He don't much care for Fade. But he absolutely despises Engeldid. So he's not going to give a shit about me going ahead and naming Engeldid's real name. So I was going ahead and looking, and Engeldid was threatening to go ahead and call the hosting company. And I told Engeldid, look, dumbass, you go ahead and you go ahead and you call the hosting company. You might go ahead and make a DMCA complaint. But if you go ahead essentially and pull this sort of thing like Brian Rill, you're going to end up getting your ass banned. You know what I mean? You're not supposed to cause trouble for these hosting companies. And what happens is Brian Rill, he's been whining to my hoster company about 2 months ago that I was slandering him. Well, folks, how is any hosting company supposed to go ahead and understand without a court order whether or not someone's been defamed or someone's been made fun of or whatever? The only thing it goes ahead and does is a DMCA takedown and counter notice and all sort of thing. And essentially, Stephen Brower, by going ahead and engaging in a DMCA complaint, would essentially be telling people that, well, yes, it is him. It is him. And you're using my face. You're going ahead and using my name. Well, folks, I have gone ahead and used its real name. But it doesn't really matter, because poor little Stevie, let me see. In any case, I'm looking at this sort of thing here. Anyway, I'm looking at this, Stumbling shot box. I'm also going ahead and looking at the chat in here. And what happens when Brian Rill started taking down web pages? He started taking down forums. He started taking down this. He started taking down that. What he did is that now everybody knows Brian Reel's name, that he hates the First Amendment, that he likes running around and doing a number of things, and now he is noted for essentially being a censoring retard. Essentially, he's known as a shitskin Mamzer. Now, right now, from what I gather, based upon what I heard last Friday and Saturday on Rabbi Finkelshini's forum, is that he's off parole for murdering this Puerto Rican prisoner when he was a pig in the Jersey City jail. So now he's going to go ahead and run around looking for Christian identity congregants to go ahead and meet. And what he's going to do is he's going to go down and see, old Mark Downey, and, of course, the one who runs old Meerkat Mark, a.k.a. Debbie/Clunt Downey, is going to go ahead and talk to a senile feeb named Don Elmore. Now, okay, well, it looks like we have somebody from the Mamzer barrel. And essentially, I'm going to have to go ahead and get me a sock puppet, you know, through a Tor browser or something here, to go ahead and see what the big stink is. But I remember, this was about 6-7 months ago, Macrobius, who actually ran the forum, once it got taken down by Kane and Brian Reel, actually, what happens is that he got tired of old Engelded or Stephen Brower's bullshit. He banned Engelded for 3 days. And they were all pissing and moaning and whining and bitching about it here. So I'm sort of curious as to how much bitching and pissing and moaning I'm going to go ahead and, you know, essentially be said my name over on the Monkey Barrel. And by the time I go ahead and get back on, it's no big deal. But what's, you know, and folks, this is not the first forum or other place I've been banned. I always find a way to go ahead and get back on and monitor the clown show that's going on. And most of the time, you go ahead and you give these people a choice. They either just simply delete it all or put it in admin eyes only. In which case, here is about a couple $100 forum software which can't essentially be read and therefore is of no more use than private email. Or to where they go ahead and, you know, blare it out loud and clear to somebody else. And usually what I've done is I've worked it to where with Jeremy Visser and Oba Genderbender and perhaps the Mamzer barrel, to where essentially, you know, it's just like the Missouri Libertarian Party, and it's just like a number of other people. What they do is that essentially they get to where, just like on VNNF here, don't mention Linstead's name. Don't mention Covington's name. Now, how this has worked out here, let me see. Oh yeah, stumble in here. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, what has gone on? What amused the hell out of me? And this is what went on over on Four Facts Thebes last week. Old Il Ragno was so freaking paranoid at old Kane and Jacob Israel. Now what Il Ragno did is that they were calling him Tony Ortega from the Village Voice. It was a wrong character here, and what happens is that this character, Bill W.H.I., you know, and it's supposed to be Bill White, and obviously Bill White knew a bunch of stuff here because it doesn't sound like, you know, if you go ahead and read what Kane or Jacob Israel or myself, every single one of them has distinct markings here. And what happens, one of my sock puppets got banned or something like that from Four Fags Thieves. But what happens is Il Ragno is so scared that by going ahead and being scared, it goes ahead and pretty well does what it doesn't want to do. It goes ahead and brings attention to what Kane and Jacob Israel were doing. I remember, about a year or 6 months ago, Fade the Butcher goes ahead and calls him Michael Mustafa or something like that here, who's supposed to be a faggot over on the Village Voice. What happens is Il Ragno wasn't at all worried about it. He just laughed about it. But when you go ahead and start clenching up, start tightening down to where anybody who even seems remotely nice to Kane, or you think it's Kane, going ahead and talking about Tony Ortega, what you've done is you've gone ahead and essentially outed yourself. Now, in the case of Engelded couldn't refrain from essentially threatening to ban me a week ago, and essentially banned me today for essentially, quote, outing him. And what happens, I went ahead and took a screenshot of a number of things here. And essentially, it's official. I mean, a reasonable person would go ahead and think that Stephen Brower is indeed intrepid or engilded. And what is funny here is that here this character pretends to be a senior vice president, a artiste living in Los Angeles. And here it is, working with niggers and beaners in the recording industry. And I don't know if it's very popular or what it is here. But, you know, heck, it don't even have a pool in Los Angeles. So when I was accusing that of screwing the nigger, you know, the beaner pool boy, he said, well, I don't even have a pool, you know, at my house here. And I said, well, of course you have a pool. I mean, it's an anal, it's all the fluid, anal fluids here left here from your cavorting with the beaner pool boy creates a pool, you know, engelded. And in any case, folks, Stephen Brower has pretty well outed himself. And all these characters who show up go ahead and indeed end up outing themselves. Now, right over on VNNF, as a result of the Bill White controversy, you end up having old Don Pauly and Hattie the Meerkat. And what they're doing is you're having these two tards who are big friends of Kevin Alfred Strom fight. Now, what happens is Bill W.H.I. or Bill White or, you know, the voice of Bill White going through a sock possum over on Four Fag Thieves went ahead and said that Hattie had a thing with little girls just like Kevin Alfred Strom did. Essentially, he attended Calvin Alfred Strom's little thing here and essentially seen him going ahead and singing little songs and stalking some little mamseress, you know, that's 9 or 10 years old. And essentially, okay, you can have some psychiatrist, an expert, go ahead and claim someone is a pedophile. But essentially, if you're going ahead and lusting after some 9 or 10 year old mamseress, you know, little split tail, going ahead and singing, you know, going ahead and singing poetry and songs or something like that here, that's not usual. So essentially, Bill White begged to differ. Well, anyway, over on VNNF, old Hattie was going ahead and starting to disagree with Don Pauly, and for some reason, it got on to, well, Dr. William Pierce getting money from the Order Bank robberies and how the FBI pretty well owned them. And here is Don Pauly saying, well, folks, I went ahead and did a Freedom of Information Act. And essentially, it turned out that, yes, Pierce was essentially the FBI's bitch, which is exactly what Harold Covington has been saying for years. So now Hattie and Wiggerswill Wheelhouse's character, I think it's Gordon Ipock, who claims to be Smoky Mountain over on VNNF, are having a shit fit about Don Pauly. Now, they liked Don Pauly when Don Pauly was saying that Edgar Steele was insane. Unless he should have listened to Don Pauly. See, Don Pauly thinks he's always right. He can't go ahead and understand that you're not going to get an NGR, you know, RI plea unless the prostitutors are in on it. And when the prostitutors want to go ahead and send Edgar Steele to prison, they're not going to go ahead and go along with it. But right now on VNNF, you end up having page after page after page to where Hattie has overextended himself, and you have Don Pauly saying that William Pierce was a Zog false front asset, that he was the equivalent to Hal Turner of his day. Now, Hal Turner supposedly got $100,000 a year. I've been listening to old Hal Turner episodes. You see, let me see, about 2 years ago, I got on the First Amendment net.net, which is the same hoster which hosts Solar General and, you know, WNTube. And essentially, Brian Real managed to go ahead and find the underlying host and said, well, I don't want to be responsible for taking down Solar General. I don't want to be responsible for taking down white nationals too. But you got to go ahead and get rid, you know, rid of ChristianNationalist.net. You need to go ahead and get rid of it. Or else, I'll go ahead and take down Solar General. I'll go ahead and cut your underlying host server. And essentially, the people who were all of a sudden went to Elk County. Okay, Harold, go ahead and post anything you want here. Go ahead, Pastor Linson, post whatever you want. Simply said that they had to go ahead and ban me so the Solar General and WN2 would live. Folks, Zog has gone ahead and throughout this movement, gone ahead and bought and paid for certain Zog false fronts. Now, is the Mamzer Barrel a Zog false front? And the answer is hell no. All it is just Mamzers and Wiggers and Tards and Ass Clowns being Mamzers and Wiggers and Tards. A screwed up place like the Mamzer Barrel is not a Zog false front. It's just some sort of former Pierce Tard, this APOC is some former National Alliance Tard. I don't know. The thing about it is that he's gone ahead and given me his name, or maybe not his real name, but the problem of it is that since he's gone ahead and given me his name, I can't go ahead and quote out him. You know what I mean? You can't go ahead and out somebody who has essentially, gone ahead and you called them a friend. And as long as they're not, they can go ahead and betray you, but they, you can't go ahead and out them and betray them unless they are going against Yahweh's people. So essentially I'm pretty well stuck, so I can't go ahead and out Apocalypse. But someone like Engeldon, Stephen Brower, hell, I just love fucking with that shitskin Mamzer faggot here. Can't out Apocalypse, but I can't go ahead and essentially, have my fun with Stephen Brower. But essentially, what happens is just like Jews, you can't go ahead and say something, and you can't go ahead and say this, you can't go ahead and say that, or you'll go ahead and get banned from Stormfront. And essentially, this guy Joe Adams, who used to be a creatard, now wants to go ahead and be something more than a creatard, wants to have an umbrella group, and that's not going to work. That is not going to work. Because, folks, I sort of said it's, Lynn Stead's first law of white nationalism is that essentially any effective group has 6 months tops to work before it goes ahead and gets in new members and gets infiltrated. Same way with Harold Covington's thing here. You have some character called Commandork McFag, a.k.a. Steve Elder, a.k.a. Ceramic Metal Bowl, or some such shit. The character is a Jew that bleeds out its ass here from Crohn's or Jew Ascades. Goes ahead and has a spick wife named Hilda, supposedly. Lives in some, in the Pugilopolis here. And to be honest with you, I don't find Commandork McFag to be very dangerous at all. What happens is that the vast majority of people, Trader Glenn Miller, Brian Rio, once you know who they are, you know what they are, and you go ahead and you tell the other people who or what they are, who and what they are, and they still hang around these characters, then you assume that they are themselves not legitimate. There is no group of white nationalism which is not infiltrated. Now, the NSM essentially has been especially bad. It's fallen to pieces. But it's almost like, the Klan of the 60s and 70s, it got to where, in many cases, about a third of the people who go to a Klan meeting were the true believers, and the rest were, local pigs, or FBI agents, or whatever. And it got to where, essentially, the Klan couldn't do a damn thing without it. Now, were they rough on the Klan? Yeah, they were. The FBI essentially went in and scared and tortured people in order to go ahead and break up these, quote, secret societies. That's why this show exists. And the reason this show exists is so that I can tell you people who are really white. And you know if you're white. You're not going to go ahead and pull a so-called Victor Switzer on me. You're not going to go ahead and come up with this stupid crap. Lindstedt is a Jew. His mother's name was Samuelson. And Samuelson's the name of a Jew, even though he lived in South Dakota out on the Lone Prairie. And they all ate pork. And they went ahead and slapped hogs. And they went ahead and ate hogs. What happened to old Victor Switzer? Victor Switzer knows his great-grandpa is a red nigger. And then when Brian Rio wants some more man pussy out of him the second time, he goes ahead and he digs into to Victor Switzer's real name and finds out that great-grandpa was a, full-blooded hacksaw or shit-ass from the No-Wipe-Em tribe. And then what happens is that he, essentially, your Victor Switzer's relatives say, well, I went ahead and gave our name here to Brian Rio, this guy Brian Rio character. Is that okay? No, it ain't okay. And Victor Switzer has a fit. And all the time he's trying to go ahead and pretend as a red nigger mamzer that he's white, and now he realizes that he's not white, so he goes ahead and says he doesn't want anything more to do with Christian identity. Well, look, Victor, you knew damn well that you were a mamzer to begin with. And now you're all mad at Christian identity because you got in with Jeremy Visser, who's a Melungeon himself. And you're all mad at Christian identity because here you were lying about somebody else when you knew damn well you had red nigger in you. And now here's Brian Rio trying to go ahead and blackmail you for some man pussy by supposedly outing your real name and that your great grandfather was a red nigger. I mean, this is sort of ridiculous. Folks, if you're a mamzer, you should know it by now. Why do you think you're fooling somebody? Do you think you're fooling Yahweh? But most of these critters do think they're fooling Yahweh. In any case, So, anyway, it looks like we got some people back here. And I'm going to go ahead and yak for about another couple more minutes here. But what's going on as a result of all this censorship is that people, they go ahead and they find out that Intrepid's name is, Stephen Brower. And then they got a secret. They got a secret. And do they share that secret? The answer is sure they share that secret. Over on StumbleIn, I have not violated any of the rules. The administrator, he went ahead and got on there, and he didn't go ahead and get on me for, quote, breaking the rules by outing Engelded. No, it was just Engelded. And see, Engelded, he went ahead and his name first got in there because essentially he got tired of StumbleIn not allowing him to stick nigger as many people as he wanted to. And so what he ended up doing is he went ahead and he wanted so much to go ahead and have control of this forum. So he goes to Bluehost. The same hoster as the Full Fang Thieves. And he puts his name as the owner of the new domain name. So, here's Kane. He goes ahead and does a who is. And he finds out that Engelda's name is somebody called Stephen Brower. So, folks, I don't give a crap for the longest time, and then here is Engelde, just simply call me a child molester. And for the past, ever since October or so, essentially the drunken, and I'm not sure, I think the guy probably has a good deal of beaner in him, like APOC, this APOC has a good deal of beaner in him. Got a lot of drunken hibernigger in him. And the character can't seem to hold his liquor, so I wouldn't doubt that he got a good deal of beaner in him. You know, most Indians, you know, can't go ahead and hold their liquor. So anyway, here is, you know, here is old APOC. And essentially, he allows Ingeldin, Puto, and Shitty Boob to run wild, called me a child molester. That was forbidden in the old Stumble-In. And essentially, Macrobius simply says, is that, look, you're going to go ahead, and if you're going to go ahead and call people child molesters, you could go ahead and get us in trouble. You could go ahead and get the swarm in trouble. You could go ahead and get, well, essentially, you could go ahead and get us all in trouble by doing this stupid shit. You better stop it. Essentially, I don't pay a bit of attention to Macrobius. Well, Macrobius don't give a shit for Ingeldin. He went in and banned that cocksucker, a.k.a. Stephen Brower. So, in any case, over on Stumble-In, I have not actually broken any of the rules. But here's Ingeldin, just like every shit-skinned mamster, think he's so superior to white people who live in flyover country. I don't know what the hell it is, but if you end up having a Whigger, much less a Mamzer, that lives in flyover country, sort of like this Dave from New York, who pretended to be Christian Identity, used to go ahead and go ass to mouth with Morris Gillette, got kicked out by old Joe Johnson, a.k.a. Joe McLeod, a.k.a. Morris Gillette's first senior pastor. And essentially, he said, I hate you white people who go ahead and live. You're worse than niggers. You just live in trail houses and have one tooth and screw your daughter. I'm looking at this character. Why are you running around pretending to be Christian Identity? I went ahead and asked him, well, if you're not Christian Identity, why are you pretending to be with the alien nations? Well, I used to be the webmaster for August Christ. So in short, August Christ went ahead and took your webmastering skills, limited as they are, in lieu of money. Folks, there's been another character from what I gather, he's been charged with a weapons offense here. And I thought it was more Skelet's bunch, but no, it's August Christ's bunch. And essentially, because he hangs around with, quote, Aryan nations, you know, either August Christ or with Morris Gillette, he's been caught. And essentially, he's looking at some prison time. Folks, don't go ahead and join any of these organizations. Don't send me money. We were talking about Tom Metzger. Tom Metzger, oh, by the way, Tom Metzger thinks I'm nuts. Oh, wow. Who gives a shit? But essentially what happens is Tom Metzger, you know, and, you know, he's mad at Covington because Covington says, and he's found out, it's well known, that essentially Tom Metzger lost this suit to Morris Dees. And essentially what Morris Dees wants is that, you know, Metzger gets half, Morris Dees gets half, but you go ahead and give me the name of the tards who give you the money. So what does Metzger do? He goes ahead, at least tries to cut down some of this by simply saying, okay, lone wolves, lone wolves, lone wolves, you can see my webpage, you can go ahead and get on my show for free. Lone wolves, lone wolves, lone wolves. Well, folks, you ain't going to be able to listen to a show or get a show for free if you don't send him some money. So how's he going to know? How's he going to go ahead and know that you sent some money unless you give him your real name and your street address? And if he's still, from my gather, still working with Morris Dees, essentially, you know, it's not a matter of you just simply sending $5 and then addressing it twice to, you know, essentially going addressing it twice to, say, Morris Dees, and then going ahead and dropping it off, not in, say, Granby or Possum Gulch, Arkansas, or, you know, or Frog Butt Fuck, Indiana, but rather sending it off to, say, oh, dropping off in, say, Joplin or Springfield, Missouri, or Little Rock, Arkansas, or wherever, to where you can have an anonymous gift to Tom Metzger. But Tom Metzger ain't going to go ahead and let you listen to it unless you give him his name. And supposedly, you give him your email. You don't have to give him your name. Just give him your email. And he'll go ahead and credit somebody who has that email. Okay? Well, folks, in an era where the NSA is sucking through anything here, how is that going to go ahead and prove anything? And the answer is not. It's sort of like Alex Linder going ahead and testifying against Bishop's Bill White on December 15th, 2009. And folks, I don't forget that. I don't think Bishop's even forgot that. Bishop's, at least here, didn't seem to have too much respect for William Pierce or Hadding or Wiggerswell or any of these other tards here. I have never, you know, I've never heard any shit about Bill Pierce from me ever since he's gone to prison. And we used to talk about what a retard I was and all this sort of thing, a nutcase, which I was here. And I don't give a shit here. I actually have a little bit of respect for old Bitch Tits. Really do. I really do. From what I gather, Bitch Tits at least has figured out is that if you're going to go ahead and play this game, you know, play the game of hating Zog, you never go ahead and put another foot in another camp to where you're going to go ahead and get your cake and eat it too. Folks, if you're at war with Zog, essentially you're at war with the family members of Zoglings. You're at war with the women and children of Zoglings. You know, I got to laugh here. Here are all these people bitching about what's going on in Syria. And you go ahead and you get to see a whole bunch of people being executed. I've seen a picture in the news of somebody who had an arm and a leg blown off. It looked like by an artillery shell. You got to go ahead and see portions of a leg about, 4 or 5 foot off from this body that had a big old, laying in a big old pool of its own blood here. And a few other people who, I guess, hadn't been, you know, hadn't had limbs cut apart by, say, a mortar round. But you got to go ahead and see essentially a combat death here of the Syrian army going ahead and going against rebel soldiers. And here they are whining like pussies, like Assad got to leave here. Well, folks, Assad wouldn't have had to do this shit if Zog and the Jews hadn't gone ahead and whooped up rebellion against his government. And Assad knows that. He knows if he turns down, he's dead meat. There's not going to be any little trial here for Pinochet or Hosni Mubarak or Baby Doc. Essentially, if he goes ahead and pulls down, him and his family are dead meat. So they have no choice but to go ahead and clamp down. Clamp down. And essentially what Zog is doing is it's creating chaos. And it sort of thinks that this chaos is going to go ahead and benefit against the Jews. The answer is that you end up having chaos, no regime. And certainly not Zog Babylon is safe. So let's see, how long have I been yakking here? I've been yakking for 40 minutes. I'm going to go ahead and take a couple minute break, and I will be back. Folks, hail victory.
Eyes shining bright with unspilled tears, thinking about all those wasted years, when everything worth living for is gone. And brother, I find it hard to keep fighting on. All unfold, too much to bear. wasteland of the meaningless noise. We don't stand a chance with a dormant pride, with a dormant pride. The heroes of a race have already died. This is the way it ends. This is the way my race ends. This is the way it ends. I can't bear to witness. This is the way it ends. If this is the way my race ends. If this is the way it ends. Oh, I can't bear to
folks, we're back here. How's it going with Stumbling? And this Macrobius character, who doesn't much care for Ingeldals, tell him that I got banned from the Manzer Bill today. Folks, you have these people who are claiming that I censor people. And, folks, I'm not an absolute First Amendment absolutist, but to be honest with you, on this chat, essentially, I've gone ahead and found out that certain people who are determined to spam or flood the, essentially the chat room. Essentially, I don't give them a chance to go ahead and continue to destroy the ability of other people to express their opinions. Now, you can say Pope Marty Chomo, and be a pisser possum and an ass clown, and essentially I'll allow that. You know, I mean, I'm not worried about liars or fools or fruitcakes or anything like that here. You can be an ass clown, you can be as big an ass clown as you want, but what you don't do is you don't go ahead and spam the chat room to where other people can't go ahead and enjoy, you know, having their say. Okay? Now, if someone wants to claim that I'm about to go Kurt Maynard, that's stupid shit here. But folks, I gotta go ahead and give Kurt Maynard some credit, because Kurt Maynard essentially knew about, essentially he knew about a lot of these characters who weren't for real. Characters like Mike Delaney and his little Jew boy Quest. And I don't altogether agree with what he said about Corn Cob. I think Corn Cob is devout, but I do think the Corn Cob might very well be a Zogwald front. Now, as far as Metzger's goes, folks, it don't matter to me if you send money to Metzger. All I'm just simply asking you to do is understand is that you can't be a lone wolf according to Metzger and go ahead and send money with your name on it to Metzger so you can go ahead and listen to Metzger talk about how you're a lone wolf. That's what's gotten me about all this shit about the internet here, is that the people who do the most yapping are not the most dangerous. Now, folks, people think that I'm insane and all this sort of thing because I'm just simply telling people is that there is no hope for us as long as Zog is around here. And that the only solution is a great tribulation, which will go ahead and destroy better than 90% of the Whiggers and all the Mamsers and Jews and all the rest of these characters who do not belong. Who never did belong. And folks, I guess I have the honor of being the only one banned from TalkShoe. And it occurred when I was talking essentially about Brian Real and essentially the lawyers to whom Brian Real was complaining about somebody else. And essentially, if that matter's been settled and I don't bring up these particular lawyers anymore, then hell, hey. You know, they're not going to go ahead and get in trouble by going ahead and having me on their ass here. Folks, the thing about censorship is that in normal life, things are pretty well boring. But when you go ahead, essentially, and you tell someone that you're all butthurt, you're all butthurt about something here being said, whether it's true or not, you're just bleeding out your mangina here because how dare you say that? I'm going to ban you for saying that. You've just gone ahead and told whoever is out to pick on you that he's getting to you. He's fucking you up. That he's about to say something that's going to really screw you up. And then what happens is it's just like having a rabbit scream. Folks, I remember way back when I was a kid, what they would do is they'd go ahead and use these cassette recorders to go ahead and imitate the scream of a dying rabbit. And what they would do is that they would, in some cases, put a rabbit carcass up here and then wait for a coyote or a fox to go ahead and go running to where that dead rabbit was screaming, and somebody with a rifle would go ahead and shoot that coyote when he's sneaking up, when he's come to a gallop to go ahead and get some food from a dying rabbit. Okay? Now, in Missouri, there is essentially open season on coyotes, except during deer season, because essentially they don't want every, you know,
They don't want, especially, unless it's a big game season, you know, the deer or the, quote, big game. There's a couple times of the year. I think it's turkey season and deer season when essentially coyote season is officially closed. That's not because they want to go ahead and worry about mama coyotes breeding little baby coyotes. No, it's because they don't want people going out with guns into the woods and shooting deer or turkeys. You know, essentially undoing all this wildlife management, you know, work in the state of Missouri. Essentially, you can shoot coyotes anytime you want, except for deer and turkey season. Okay? They don't worry about coyotes during dove season. They don't worry about coyotes during squirrel season. They don't worry about coyotes during, you know, other seasons. Essentially, they close in Missouri for deer and turkey season because they don't want people going out to the woods claiming they're going to shoot coyotes and then going in blasting a deer or something, okay? Alright, anyway, let's see. So, does censorship usually work? And the answer is no, it don't. It usually doesn't work. Okay? So, it says I'm breaking up. I've heard some clicks here. I might very well be listening to right now. In fact, I'm hearing some feedback. So I don't know why the hell the first portion of the show went ahead and went south on me. I'm hearing some beep, 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 click, click, click. Okay. Yep. Hung up.
They had passwords that only the initiated understood, and signals which meant everything or nothing. A night bird was a messenger, a day bird a courier. They knew the names or the numbers of the pursuing regiments from the shoes of their horses and told the nationality of troops by the manner in which twigs were broken along the line of march. They could see in the night like other beasts of prey and hunted most when it was darkest. No matter for a road, so only there was a trail, and no matter for a trail, so only there was a direction. When there was no wind, and when the clouds hid the sun or the stars, they traveled by the moss on the trees. In the daytime, they looked for this moss with their eyes, and in the nighttime, with their hands. Living much in fastnesses, they were rarely surprised, while solitude developed and made more acute every instinct of self-preservation. By degrees, a caste began to be established, free to come and go, bound by no enlistment and dependent upon no bounty, hunted by one nation and apologized for by the other, merciful rarely and merciless often, loving liberty in a blind, idolatrous fashion, half reality, half superstition, holding no crime so bad as that of cowardice. Courteous to women amid all the wild license of pillage and slaughter, steadfast as faith to comradeship or friend, too serious for boastfulness, and too near the unknown to deceive themselves with vanity. Starved today and feasted tomorrow, victorious in this combat or decimated in that, receiving no quarter and giving none. Astonishing pursuers by the swiftness of a retreat, or shocking humanity by the completeness of a massacre. A sable fringe on the blood-red garments of civil war, or a perpetual cutthroat in ambush in the midst of contending Christians. Is it any wonder that in time the guerrilla organization came to have captains and leaders and discipline and a language and fastnesses and hiding places and a terrible banner unknown to the winds?
See you.
Okay, folks, we're back here. Maybe, maybe Zog did get me here. I was hearing some crap here. For about, a couple minutes before, before it happened here. So I wasn't too surprised that something was going on here. But I'm not sure. It could be just a cell phone tower or something like that here. In any case, so what I'll have to do is I'll have to go ahead and put this thing on MP3. And, by the way, MP3 recording is 3 times as loud and as good as, say, the talk show, recording here. But I've been sort of busy this weekend here. In any case, Brio is a faggy little faggot. Doesn't really matter here. You gotta laugh. You gotta go ahead and laugh at these people who sort of think that censorship is going to go ahead and work here. Hanning is running around against this Don Pauly, and so is these other creatards who loved, who loved Pierce here. And folks, I'm already beginning to hear another little thing on the talk show thing here. But folks, censorship never works. The reason it doesn't work is that once somebody goes ahead and censors something here, everybody wonders, why was it so important that it had to be censored here? And there's a lot of stuff that really is of no great importance, which probably shouldn't have been censored because really it was boring. It was stupid. But when someone cares enough to censor something, it means that it is getting to them. It means that it is screwing them up. It means it's pissing them off here. Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and work on it here, but it sort of seems like we have Nimtards arriving here, and I'm not in a big hurry to go ahead and save anything on a dying chat, okay? So, any case here, let's see. Okay. So, anyway here. I'm looking, I'm sort of looking at some other stuff here, folks. Okay. Libel will not be tolerated. Well, the thing about it is that all these characters here, you gotta understand that on this show, I might make conjecture, I might make supposition, but the fact of the matter is that in order to go ahead and file a libel or defamation suit, it's going to end up having to be a federal libel or defamation suit because this call being on the internet crosses state lines. And in order to go ahead and go after me. Now, in the case of Jeremy Visser, he's whined about slander. He keeps on calling me a convicted child molester. He's already lost the case. If he goes ahead and files the case, he won't be able to dismiss it without me agreeing to it, and essentially he's going to be screwed here. Visser is a Melungeon Mamser. In Gelded, he's another Mamser faggot of some sort or another. All these characters pretend to be something they're not, and they whine like a pussy about libel and slander, and people are supposed to go ahead and listen to them? And the answer is that under the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, all these hosting companies are held harmless. All they have to do is follow the DMCA complaint here. Once a complaint is made, it's signed. Essentially, they're held harmless as long as they go ahead and give whoever used it a chance to go ahead and take it down and file a counter notice. And then, once the counter notice is filed here, there's a minimum of 10 days and a maximum of 14 days for whoever took down that web page based upon a DMCA complaint to go ahead and file a federal lawsuit, which will cost $350. $350 in Missouri, $350 in Idaho, $350, I presume, in Florida. The reason I say $350 is that I think, since it's a federal case, that I do know that it's $350 in Idaho, and it's $350 in Missouri, so I assume it's $350 in Florida, or New York, or California, or wherever here. And the problem of it is when you're whining about, what, somebody said something about me bad on the internet? I mean, essentially, it's hard as hell to go ahead and get anybody to go ahead and do anything. I think he's an asshole. I think he's a faggot. I think he's bad. I think he's this. Now, certain things is called malice per se. And pretty well what Engel did or Stephen Brower did is that it was malice per se. I don't have to prove malice, even though I'm a public figure. Certain things are on their very face malicious. So the only question is whether or not it was said. So I don't worry about libel or slander. The main reason I don't worry about libel or slander is that I take care not to lie. Now I may be wrong about my suppositions, but in most cases what I've seen about the internet is that all these people who are also big and brave, when they get to hide behind an alias, essentially they get all huffy here when you get outed. Okay?
I'm guest number 28. Okay, well, guest number 38. Yeah. Well, that's true here. Artie, well, this Artie character here, just another Mamzer faggot running around calling people names. And am I supposed to be scared about this sort of thing? And the answer is I'm not here. But folks, what you end up having, you know, what I want to do is I want to talk about the National Alliance. The National Alliance was founded by someone who essentially Czar could round up any time they wanted to and chose not to do it. William Pierce ran essentially an Elohim city for creatards. He kept an eye on people who the government thought might go ahead and go nutsoid. Essentially, Zog was keeping an eye on not the Christian idiots, not the Christian identity idiots. Pierce, you know, what Pierce went ahead and thought about Christian identity, and he also thought the same thing about creativity. He despised both creativity and Christian identity because he was so much smarter. He was going to go ahead, like Hill Covington said, he was going to go ahead and form a revolution from the top down. He was going to go ahead and find actual white people who would go ahead and in addition know about the Jew, and they would go ahead and set up the uneducated Uyghurs to go ahead and kill the Jews. If you want to go ahead and see what William Pierce's real belief system was, don't read the Turner Diaries. That was just something he went ahead and wrote to publish in a magazine that he had to go ahead and get out back when he needed the money for essentially getting that here. Back when he was actually being a real hate merchant here, he went ahead and come up and let me go ahead and give the the Turner Diaries credit. The Turner Diaries had cardboard characters, two-dimensional cardboard, actually one-dimensional, okay. Well, it looks like we have tards coming down here. Well, folks, it looks like we got some Nimtards running around, and essentially I'm going to have to go ahead and, probably finish this sort of thing here. Yeah, 29. The rest of these Tards are, and the call is being recorded. Okay. Alright. Alrighty. Well, number 29 is Chat Nuker here. Well, folks, it looks like I went ahead and dealt with the Tards here and the spammers. Okay? I didn't have as old a window on that as people thought they did here. Anyway, folks, and by the way, be real. Good Lord, I just must have neglected to unblock you here, poor Tard. I gotta laugh at some of these idiots. I mean, Nimtards are, they're so pathetic here, you know what I mean? So, anyway, it looks like we're going to have some Nimtardation here for a while, okay? Yeah, well, once I blocked everybody, I just ain't got around to unblocking some characters here, you know what I mean? So, where was I here? Okay, well, folks, listening in, what happens is you had a bunch of Nimtards. They have found out that the show is back, and they are spamming the crap out of the chat room. So essentially everybody from 19 on down has been blocked. And this one tard called BREO, well, I just didn't get around done blocking him. So, you know, look, Nemtards, you can go ahead and whine about censorship, okay? Okay? And they're demanding that I unblock guest number 29. I might. Let's say about three, yeah, let's say all you tards go ahead and leave. And I've been unfair to guest number 29 because you wanted me to go ahead and unblock them. Why, hey, have fun. 29, you're going to have to wait a couple hours till the tards leave, okay? So where was I? Okay. William Pierce essentially got order money. He was not made to testify against the order and against the Christian Identity people of Fort Smith. But what happens, everybody knew he had the money, including the FBI, including the Southern Poverty Law Center. And essentially, he was allowed to continue because they need certain people. Now, just like right now, they are advocating Morse Gillette, just like previously they had gone ahead and, advocated Augustus Christ. And now Augustus Christ don't have any feet, has one leg. He's on, quote, house arrest or trailer park arrest for what? Oh, probably going on to next year. Supposedly want him to pay $194,000. So essentially they're advocating Gillette here, even though Gillette is a drunken crackhead and a zogbot and essentially brings in niggers into Christian Identity. They want this sort of thing to happen. So what to do? And the answer is you don't worry about that here. I assume that if you are with Brian Reel, it's because you're a Mamzer, a faggot. If you're on the Mamzer barrel, and essentially you have, why don't the Nimtars post real pictures on Nimbusters? The answer is that according to the actual server owner, you're not supposed to put in Brian Reel pictures, you know, actually on the server, but you can go ahead and hyperlink to them somewhere else. And what happens is Stan doesn't want that to happen. Stan has gone ahead and essentially, he don't want you logging in using a Tor browser. He wants to know who you are, your IP number. So essentially, I think Stan is essentially just running Nimtards as a, he's just running Nimbusters as a sort of, you know, as a data mining operation. Well, it looks like number 18 was a Nimtard as well here. Oh, boy. Well, okay. Six nipples is nine nipples here. Well, it looks like we got a Nimtard. So, let me go ahead and see. Yep, it looks like number 18 has successfully... 18 has successfully gone ahead and taken down the chat. Oh, well. What to say? Yep, he has. Well, folks, I've talked for 25 minutes. I'm going to go ahead and get control of the chat room, and then I will come back in about 3 or 4 minutes, folks. Hail victory.
Living like a poster, boys, is gonna make you wind up dead. That's what this little beaner faggot, Brian Rio's daddy, said. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her gayest one, it seems. She sold her snatch for taco meat, so you could live your dream. Brian was a beaner boy who liked to take it in the rear, and even folks from Billy Roper realized that it was queer. Dickie Barrett took it in spite of its mestizo skin. After he kicked that beaner out, some nigger did Dickie in. Even folks from Skinhead say Sword Manzer's fucking gay. They ought to keep him far away from any normal white folks. Eli was playing games, trying to bring that beaner in. He called in late one Halloween. A cyber shit storm soon began. Eli met his match, you know, in a hovel down in Granby Mow. And on the turd his screech was heard. Now everybody knows. Even both front skinheads say Sword Manzer's fucking gay. They ought to keep Rio far away from any normal folks. Now Brian ought to give it up, go back to sucking nigger dick. He ought to know the jig is up. We're fed up with that beaner prick. Soon that dirty beaner snitch may end up being Leroy's prison bitch and dying in a lonely cell of AIDS before it burns in hell. Even both front skinheads say Brian Rio's fucking gay. They ought to keep it far away from any normal white folks. Even both front skinheads say Sword Manzer's fucking gay. But Dickie Barrett let him slip away out of blindness, I suppose.
Okay, well, we're back again. Alrighty, well, it looks like the Nimtards are up late tonight. And I really wouldn't mind learning how to go ahead and to spam a board here. Of course, on Finkelschini's board, I wouldn't go ahead and spam it with J's and K's. I'd just go ahead and put in a few little items. Put in a few little items to where essentially we talk about, well, Brian Rio and a few other people here. I don't really believe, you know, Brian Rio last, you know, essentially Saturday when he was on the Finkelschini show, going to ask him out with Finkelschini, he was going ahead and I went ahead and sent him the screenshot. Essentially, Brian Rio went whining to Talks Jew bitching about, you know, bitching about Dick Weltney going ahead and flooding or spamming Finkelschini's forum or, you know, Krista Genie Talks to You show, so that essentially nobody could go ahead and borrow it. And you gotta understand, with the Nimtards, they go ahead and they do that to Finkelschini as well. And Finkelschini doesn't know how to go ahead and take criticism. Not at all. So, it's sort of like the rain. The rain, it says, falls upon both the just and the unjust alike. So, that's what number 75, you know, the thing about it is, though, is that a Nimtard or a Nimbuster is not someone you can go ahead and command. I remember, essentially when Brian Rio used to go ahead and do his little show, one time I went and said, unleash the Nimbusters. But Nimbusters, essentially they're chaotic critters that you can't control at all. You don't have any control over them. They will go ahead and essentially spam and nuke your show, you know, my show, just as quick or quicker than they will go ahead and nuke Finkelschini's show. All you can do with a Nimtard is just simply, they're just sort of like chicken piranhas. They'll go ahead, and if you're weak, they will go ahead and attack you. Now, even if you ain't weak, they'll go ahead and they'll attack you. You know, they just don't know how to behave themselves. So essentially all you can do is just sort of wait them out here. Now there's a special version of Nimbusters, which was old Joe Blow or Omnunu or whatever here. He's some sort of Kurdish Jew who lives in Sweden. And, heck, he went ahead and actually downloaded a chat program or a JavaScript program. So like a script kiddie, and he went ahead, he got in, and he just nuked the crap out of the chat room. You couldn't go ahead and block him, couldn't do anything with him here. Okay? Alrighty, Scipio, before you go, maybe sometime you can go ahead and send a email to PastorLinsted@gmail.com, and perhaps you can go ahead and draw me up a cartoon or so. Finkelschini is heading out to see Debbie and Meerkat Mark Downey, and essentially I'd like to go ahead and see if you can't do pictures of meerkats here out of sundry orifices. Okay? So, anyway, Scipio, I'm glad you could go ahead and make it for the second portion of it and enjoy your dinner. Okay? So, it looks like the Nimtards are still there. I wanted to talk about how nothing in the movement is pretty well hidden and pretty well Pierce. You have Wiggersquill going ahead and admitting that essentially Pierce gave him money to file against Harold Covington on the famous lawsuit. Now, does Wiggersquill have any means of living in the, you know, other than essentially to go after his, quote, enemies? Over on Fade's forum, you know, I'm John Doe 20127. Well, I'm not sure if I want to go ahead and unblock you because, shit, you know, I don't really need any more spam. I don't really need any more horse shit, okay? Anyway, well, it looks like we all left the chat room here. heck. Okay, well, let's see here. Well, looks like some of them left here. In any case, I want to go ahead and cover what this show is actually about. I really don't want to go ahead and deal with idiots in the chat room here. Now, I like having a chat room. I like having guests ask questions. but I don't like having to deal with the chat room here. The chat room is the good part of being on TalkStew. It's also the bad part about being on TalkStew. Okay? So, in any case, I'll go ahead and unmute number 24. Well, we will see. We will see. Keeping the eye like a hawk on you. Anyway, where was I? Where was I? I'm keeping an eye on you, number 29. Okay. Anyway, where was I? You've had, essentially in this movement, everyone from the National Alliance has usually been the good, the bad housekeeping seal of approval. Because, well, Bob Matthews, for example, he went ahead and brought in a National Alliance member who used to be, was a Mamzer, a Tom Martinez. And folks, let's not go ahead and blame all the Gary the Traitor. Bob Matthews left a pistol when he went ahead and committed the armored car bank robbery here. And one of them, what the hell was his name here? The one who used to be in the military. Got on Bob Matthews' case here for leaving a traceable weapon, at the scene of where the Brinks armored car was robbed. He said, that's why we have lanyards. That's why we end up having lanyards on our, on our weapons here. Okay, I see this BREO is on. Let me go ahead. Take about two. Well, now he left. He went ahead and hung up, so I'm not going to dick with him. Anyway, I was going to go ahead and give the goofy bastard a chance to speak here, though. Anyway, where was I? I noticed he was in on the call. Chances are you're probably going ahead and speaking too here. Huh. Calm down, John Doe 201-237. Anyway, where was I? What happens, the National Alliance has always had quitters who claim to be a cut above, and usually there's several cuts below. Now the SAPOC used to be with National Alliance. Now, does that mean the character is white? The answer is, in many cases, the critter is not white at all. Critter doesn't know how to act. The critter actually probably is miscegenated in many cases. Folks, if you're white, you end up having a family. And by the way, I've noticed over the years that young men who used to have nothing better to do than to get on forums, and young women too, once they have something to do with their time other than hang around forums and play, unblock, I'm no better than William Fink. Folks, I don't need to be spammed, okay? I've gone ahead and unblocked a few people. I really don't want to go ahead and be bitching here about how I ought to go ahead and run my chat room to where some tard comes in and spams the crap out of my forum. I want to talk about what I want to talk about and not worry about the chat room too much. Now, I got a relatively fresh window up. And that's what put the end to guess number 18. But no, if you're 72, 73, 77, 81, chances are you are not legit. Okay? Anyway. Well, they have ruined the show. They have ruined the show in many cases. What happens is that TalkShoe Burp went ahead and pretty well set me back by about an hour. Okay? I went ahead and completed the call with Russ. And folks, yeah, they have gone ahead and they've had their way here. But on the other hand, what I want to say is that censorship is the view of somebody who is making sure that something cannot be said here. And these spammers essentially, well, they're censors too, because rather than have something intelligent to say, they go ahead and prevent others from saying something, because you can't go ahead and say something if you end up having just a long line of K's and J's and spaces and all this sort of thing. You can't have anything intelligent said on that. Folks, I've never viewed this movement as having any potential on getting anything done. The only thing it is mainly a distraction by Zog, in many cases, to go ahead and find out who might or might not be dangerous. In the case of William Pierce, he wasn't dangerous. He was somebody who really was a tarred collector, someone who went ahead and collected people who essentially would play at being white nationalists. Folks, you know, yesterday, the Gilbert Police Department went ahead and revealed a 170-page police report. It was heavily redacted, but essentially all it consisted of is about, 60 pigs going ahead and saying what they went ahead and seen, what little they'd seen. Well, we came there and there were 5 dead bodies, and what happens, I went ahead and they took the little baby beaner with essentially blood and brains coming out the back of her head from the exit wound to the hospital where she died. Then I went and took the lone survivor, essentially this Brittany Menderos, to the hospital or to talk to the detective. Essentially, and further I didn't see anything. Essentially, it was just a straightforward shooting by JT Reddy. That's all it was. Now, you got to realize this NSM, in many cases, it arises out of the National Alliance. Everyone trying to be a big Fuhrer. Go ahead and collect the money. And these people, they are essentially owned by Zog. And what they're trying to do, just like with Hal Turner, they're trying to go ahead and find the dangerous maniac that will do something. We'll go ahead and kill the nigger or kill beaners or do this or do that. And essentially set the flame to a big old combustible pile of crap. Okay? That's what they're scared of. Okay. Alrighty. Okay. Alrighty. Well, pretty well, I went ahead and muted a few people here. Okay. So, getting on with it, the National Alliance and Hal Turner and NSM and JT Reddy essentially are just nothing more than Zogbots. Most of them are not they're not honorable people. They're race mixers, they're tards, they do whatever. And as a result, you go ahead and you get these people pretending to be something they're not, like on the Mamzer barrel. When I got blocked here, I immediately went ahead, took some screenshots, of what was there, opened up another window, kept the old window down, went ahead and took screenshots of that, and then I went over, opened up new windows, and essentially I've been banned for outing. Well, folks, according to the actual laws of Mamzerville and Stumble Inn, I have not outed anybody, in that all I've done is just simply send a hyperlink to a place where essentially I say Intrepid is none other than Steve Brower, and you can go ahead and look at it. I go ahead and I take screenshots of Brower chimping out, threatening to sue Stumble Inn or whatever. Go ahead and go running to the host. And folks, over on the Mamzer Barrel, he is the host. He went ahead and paid for the server. So essentially, it's his forum. He can do whatever the hell he wants to it. But on the other hand, Fade the Butcher, Macrobius, these other people, they don't give a shit because they don't like him gilded. You know what I mean? They think he's a dirty, lying piece of shit. And they will be happy to know his real name. So that essentially they can go ahead and, you know, make fun of them. Folks, someone who goes ahead and claims to be a white supremacist and he ain't white, he's a faggot, and essentially he's a censoring Mamzer faggot, don't mean nothing here. Just like Jeremy Visser. Jeremy Visser had to go ahead and admit to being a Cherokee Melungeon in order to get out of the stalking charge. And once it admitted that his brother Sean Aaron Visser was a full-blooded Mamzer, essentially once Jeremy Visser admitted that he wasn't white, he wasn't pure white, he was a Mamzer, essentially Jeremy Visser, well, he's gone out of Christian identity. If you're with Jeremy Visser, it's because you're a Mamzer. I mean, if you're going to go ahead and bring someone who's not white, you know, I can't see anybody who's really white bringing a non-white. Now, folks, there's this guy named Clancy, and I see him, and he's just a nice little naive little southern wop or something like that. He's not a vicious critter at all. And he's sort of claimed to be DSCI, and essentially I have not... You know, I mean, when pinned, I will just simply say, well, he's whiter than gilded. He's whiter than shitty boob. He's whiter than, you know, Jeremy Visser. But I sure as hell, I'm not going to go ahead and make him a dual seedline Christian identity minister here. Now, I went ahead and made the mistake of making Liar Bill Mumps Nuts the Clueless, ordaining that worthless bastard. And let me just tell you here, the first guy I went ahead and ordained was none other than this nut, this maniac who killed his father with a claw hammer at the nut house. You know, the maniac who killed his father with a claw hammer at least went ahead and offered to give me some financial support in return, you know, to go ahead and file some lawsuits in order to go ahead and help get me out of the nut house. And essentially, he's always listening to me when I tell him not to talk about Christian identity, not talk about stuff you don't know nothing about. And essentially, if you want to run around with half a beard, and, you know, unlike me, what he used to do is he used to take a magic marker right in the middle of his head and mark it down, and they would go ahead and cut the top of his hair off, too, here. So what happens is that usually it'd be the opposite side from where he let the beard off. So usually, most of the time, his beard was on the left-hand side, but every 6 months, he'd go ahead and change his, you know, sides here. And then when he changed sides, what he would do is he would let the hair grow out on that side, and then what he'd do is he'd go ahead and shave the long hair he'd have, you know, on this one side here, and the beard. So it'd be sort of that diagonal here, you know what I mean? Now, this guy, you know, I mean, I don't really think it would be wise to go ahead and let him out, because I really wouldn't want on my conscience here him going ahead and chasing his silly crazy mama and finishing her off with a claw hammer too here like he did his dad. But, hey, I'm sort of hoping they'll go ahead and get get into a group home where essentially they'll keep an eye on them. Not let them run around in, you know, general population. They won't go ahead and drug the crap out of them. So he can go ahead and live the rest of his life, as long as Zog lasts here, under supervision. You know what I mean? I don't really think it would be a good idea to turn him loose, you know, on his crazy mother, where he could go ahead and get a claw hammer or power tools. I sort of think that one killing is enough. You know what I mean? But, on the other hand, I don't want him to be, but anyway, so I've gone ahead and helped my crazy first ordainee as best I can. I go ahead and send him phone cards. I go ahead and talk to him here. And the guy is nutty as can be. The guy is really, really nuts here. He ain't stupid. But he's nuts here. And he's white. Now, if you go ahead and you let someone who's non-white into the congregation, essentially, you know, that's why I was trying to tell Chris Drake here, you know, over on the News Guy show, and I said, look, have you been in the military? What do you think would happen if here you are in sentry duty and you go ahead and you let somebody into your camp? He goes ahead, doesn't kill you, but he goes ahead and he slits the throat of the people that you're supposed to be guarding while he slept here. Wouldn't you be a traitor if you went ahead and allowed someone like that to come into the camp of the saints and kill your fellow saints? That's what, you know, that's what pretty well got to where I went ahead and gave up trying to apply the 32nd test to Eli James. Because here he was bringing Brian Rio. And I had to laugh when Mamsers fell apart, 4 months later. And now Eli James and Finkelschini are at odds here. I'm not worried about Fink going ahead and going to Clint Downey and a little meerkat or the senile Phoebe Don Elmore. I'm not worried about him. Now, earlier tonight, here is Russ Walker, and essentially he went to Pentecost 40 days after Passover, a month and 10 days after Passover. He went to Tennessee, and there were no more Lumbee Indians. There were no more Melungeons. There were no more little nigger Jew crosses there to cause trouble. People had gone ahead and essentially Pastor Buddy and whoever was running the Pentecost thing in eastern Tennessee figured out is that no more Mamsers, no more Melungeons, no more, you know, nigger Jews, no more of this crap into our little meeting here. And they did what needed to be done. And Russ would have done better if he just simply put his foot down earlier. Now I'm glad the Pastor Buddy has made it through, made it through his surgery. I think it was, you know, earlier this month on the 16th, I'm glad that he's made it through the surgery. I'm glad that he's alive, even if he believes in this Ephraim Scepter horseshit. But folks, you don't let non-whites, you certainly don't let Jews into your congregation. And folks, if you're a white supremacist, why would you go ahead and let non-whites into your group as well? Why would you go ahead and tolerate someone like Jeff Shoup who deliberately marries a not-quite-white woman after he's gone ahead and left his wife and his kids in a different city, gone ahead and married a not-quite-white woman, and then gone ahead and adopted her nigger kid and then lie for 4.5 years. The steady lie about who she is so that then the Southern Poverty Law Center goes ahead and essentially says, you don't really believe this crap you're saying. You don't really believe in white supremacy. You're just a criminal. You're just a liar. You're just a thief who's going ahead and taking the money of delusional Anglo mestizos who are pretending the same thing. If you're with the NSM, I mean, you're a total tard. By the way, I went ahead and read a few chapters of Chris Drake's book. And, folks, I can see why Chris Drake would be published. It was not exactly a very good book, but Chris Drake did have the benefit of exactly sounding like white trash, white trailer trash had written it. You know what I mean? Faulkner, it's not. Faulkner writing about, it's not like the Snopes would go ahead and write the Faulkner book here. Faulkner had to write about the Snopes here. What happens in the case of Chris Drake's Cruel New World book here, what it was the Snopes writing about the Snopes. How's that? Okay. So, and he's on the Marty. What happens is that, Pastor Bill didn't puke up three plates of spaghetti. He just puked up one plate of spaghetti. And let's be honest, let me go ahead and say something about the spaghetti. The spaghetti was highly acidic. It was pretty acidic here. What you have to do with it is that you have to go ahead and take out some regular, I don't know why it turned out acidic like that here. But on the other hand, when old Mumpsnuts was here, Mumpsnuts sat, just like he did on Clan of Mamsers, he sat still, sort of petrified, and it was just like Trader Glenn Miller when I talked about Lewis Beam and Catch a Lane. I mean, Trader Glenn Miller, I think, actually believed that I was toying with him, and that what I was going to do was pull a 38, 357 out of my dresser drawer and plug the worthless bastard and claim that he went ahead and salt me. Liar Bill was sitting there, he's as screwed up, he's pretty well screwed up here. And looking at what Liar Bill went ahead and posted over on the Mamser Bill, he goes ahead and he acts like he talked to my father. That I'd gone ahead and talked about my father. My father died the day before the Challenger explosion on the 29th of January in 1986. I didn't say anything about my father other than that he got sent to prison for threatening to shoot a state South Dakota state Supreme Court judge, and the FBI went ahead and essentially, I don't think I said hardly anything, Liar Bill. Didn't say anything about the properties I owned. Didn't say anything about my brother or me. He's a thieving, pig hook. I mean, essentially, Liar Bill will sit in there and he will make, in his own delusional way, a bunch of little fantasies based upon what has happened to him. And if you want to go ahead and see what Liar Bill's world is like, go ahead and listen to what he writes about me and then apply it to himself here. I remember, Martin, I will never go ahead and say, call you a child molester, because I got charged twice with sexual assault upon my nieces. And then he talked about how his sisters essentially were mud sharks who squeezed out a whole bunch of niglet nieces. Now, he'll go ahead and say one thing, he'll say another, and essentially he's just a delusional retard is all he is. Essentially, end up having June. I mean, during the last month or so, ever since I stopped posting on the Mamser Barrel, essentially June Stain, and Engelded, and Visser, and Commandor Chimpout, and the rest here—they have been engaged in Genesis 3:15 hatred of me. So why in the world should I go ahead? Chris, the Mamser Barrel is the beer barrel or the queer barrel or whatever here. Essentially, what it is just a Mamser Free Fire Zone is all it is. It's Stumbling has aged far more gracefully than the Mamzer Barrel did. And the reason it's aged far more gracefully is that essentially the worst of the Jews and the worst of the Mamzers went on to the Queer Barrel, the Mamzer Barrel. They went on to there here. Here they are pretending to be great white supremacists and screaming about niggers and the rest here. Sort of like old Matt Toyed Against Time here. We have a Skype conversation where APOC, old Russ Never Swallows here, and she has some beaner name. She lives either in Mexico City or some northern Mexico city in Chihuahua or Nuevo Laredo or Durango or whatever, one of the northern provinces bordering the United Snakes. And essentially you have Mike John and Jet Rink and Matt Toyed Against Time and APOC and Russ For Always Swallows there. They invite me to their Skype conversation, and essentially I go ahead and I forget what the hell we were talking about, but old Matt Toyed Against Time says he's a Hungarian lawyer. And I go ahead and say, oh, okay, so you're a Magyar. And old Matt Toyed Against Time really, you know, doesn't know what a Magyar is. And I go ahead and explain that they were cousins of the Khazars. Well, what happens is old Matt Toyed Against, you know, Time knows what a Khazar is. So throughout this kind of time here, he's trying to convince me is that he didn't admit that he was essentially calling himself a Magyar Jew lawyer. And once he's given up on me being fooled, essentially, I hate you, Marty. I hate you, Marty. I hate you, Marty. Okay, fine. No big deal. No big deal. I mean, having Jews and Mamzers and faggots, in some cases all three, be all pissed off at me is not really, you know, I mean, it's not a bad thing in my book. Having a lot of Genesis 3:15 hatred is not a bad thing in my book at all. Okay? Well, let me see. Jet Rank, from what I gather, is a Mamzer. What happens, Mike John, he used to talk shit about me. They went over to Four Fags Thebes. He got kicked out. What happened with Mike John? It's the same thing that happened to old Victor Switzer. What happens, Mike John, when he admitted that a great-grandparent or two were essentially red niggers. So over on VNNF, all the Anglo-Mestizos there call him Chief Running Tard. And essentially, he didn't get banned until he went ahead, and once he'd been called outed as Chief Running Tard, he went ahead and essentially begged and begged and begged and pleaded to be banned on VNNF. So eventually, they did go ahead and ban him. Of course, about 3 years ago. So you've had these people go ahead and get banned off, and then they go to Four Fags Thebes, and then got banned off before. So he went over to Stumbling, and then when was it? About 2 years ago, I said, why don't you and Jet Rink go ahead and form your own list server? Why don't you go ahead and form your own forum? And I was mainly talking to Jet Rink, because Jet Rink annoys the crap out of Linder because he's a lot like Linder. And, oh, they didn't want to do that. They didn't want to do it. Well, now they've done it. And what they've done is they've tried to go ahead and take over as being the place to go ahead and go. And at the time, I was on fairly good terms with, you know, Jet Rink and Mike John. But they have this character called Rachel Bean. And this was in April of last year. And she was whining and pissing and moaning that she let herself get fucked by some retard who claimed to be Christian identity. And she got sort of mad that he went ahead and wiped off and run off. This was around the time April Gady was chimping out on Covington. And folks, this is par for the movement. This is just par for the bowel movement. You have Mamzers and Jews and Tards running around. They want to play white nationalist. And then you find out who they are, and how their little wants are sort of retarded. And essentially, it doesn't end well. It doesn't end well at all here. Now, in the Manzer barrel, probably I'll wait a couple of days. Log in using a Tor browser. Or maybe going ahead and sending a private message to some people who are not banned. Or sending an email to somebody who ain't banned here. And essentially worming my way in to go ahead and spy and see what the hell's going on. But most of the time why I haven't been too surprised, because way back in, October, I believe it was, Engelda got all annoyed at me mentioning Brian Reel's name. And so what he did was he said, okay, last warning, Marty, last warning, Marty. I'm going to ban your ass. Well, the thing about it is that this guy named Macrobius was the one who was using his version of vBulletin 4.0, and it was his server on which they were on. And essentially, he doesn't like Engeldit or Stevie Bauer or anything like that. And essentially, he went ahead and said, well, hey, it looks fucked hard. You know, my form, my vBulletin license, I'm the one who administers this. You don't get to go ahead and threaten to ban Linstead. And Engeldit was just biting himself. Engeldit's hated me and Pastor John Britton since, 2005. That Manzer faggot has hated me since 2005. Now he's biting himself. He's all pissy here. Because since on the Manzer barrel, they got to call me Marty Chomo, but I'm kicked out because I, quote, outed him. Well, folks, I have a post saying, well, hey, you get to go ahead and out me over on StumbleIn. And what happens is I talk to the administrator of StumbleIn. And essentially, I have not violated any StumbleIn rules. I have not gone ahead and used Stevie Buck's name. Now, the thing about it is that the word Brower, you go ahead and use it. Essentially, it's going to be asterisk south, so you can't go ahead and violate the rules anyway here. Okay? Did I address the issue about Pastor Bill, Liar Bill DeClueless? And the answer is yeah. Folks, I screwed up. And essentially, what I should have done, it was about 6 months after, Liar Bill came down, begged and pleaded and pissed and moaned for me to ordain it. And, Pastor John Britton claims that eventually Liar Bill came to it here. And what happened is old Liar Bill wanted to be ordained. He used to be a, quote, what, he called himself a CLUD, CI chaplain. Well, he was. If you go ahead and look at Clan of Manzers, yes, some older Anglum Caesar do all talk. Most Nuts is doing nothing more than just simply sitting there like a tard. Okay? Well, yeah, they were the biggest jerk-offs on the ZNNF forum. Of course they were here. Essentially, Jet Rank was just simply a mod dick tard. Now, they do have a sort of a sense of humor, but pretty well, they got a little bit annoyed at me when I made fun of this Rachel Bean. Just said, hey, look, I don't know if Rachel Bean was a Jewess or not. When a name like Rachel, I assume she might be a Jewess. Bean is sometimes a Jew name. And essentially, you had these three tards here. They were sort of like Beavis and Butthead and Butthead Dean. Going ahead, on this particular show. And essentially, I went ahead and just simply said, is that, look, Quigger twats. I mean, females and Christian identity usually do not work very good. I mean, usually when they mix, you end up having something like Clint Downey. Essentially, when she's young, she's going to be the sexual mascot of the Washington State Klan. And then when she gets older, she's going to go ahead and ban every white man who essentially don't like that whore that she can see. Okay? So essentially, spit tails and Christian identity don't work very good. For every quality Christian identity female like Pilgrim,
that you see, you end up having a Clint Downey, a Gabby Rell, Maggie Bell Bitch Butts, a Pure Silly. You end up, you know, and Maui Patricia. You end up having a bunch of twats that think they get to tell men what to do. And that is definitely against Christian identity. So for every quality woman you get in Christian identity, you'll have at least five who essentially are bad news you don't want to have around here. So essentially, later on that night, in fact, I was banned here from that Skype, thing here. I'm not sure if it was by Mike John or Jet Rink here at the time here. Now, later on, I heard that Mike John and Jet Rink had a Mamzer fight or something like that. So they're not buddies with each other here. Okay? Let's see. I'm banned for life at Sperm Front because I'm at A, essentially I've gone ahead and fought with Clint Downey and her meerkat, Mark, here. And B, essentially because I'm a, quote, Covingtonista, although I'm not really. Let's see, I'm banned for life at VNNF here. Essentially I'm the number two. Harold Covington's number one. I'm number two, and Fade the Butcher is number three of people who you will get banned if you mention my name over on VNNF here. So I'm banned on VNNF here. I'm banned, let me see. Well, generally, a lot of these places, they're long gone here. They usually, once they start censoring everybody, they don't usually last very long here. Now, the Mamzer Bell is going to go ahead and last, I think, for a while. But just like Rustifer said when she went ahead and sort of tard corralled Appy, is she said that this, essentially once you start tard corralling and banning people, you're not going to be able to stop. And I have no idea what's going to go ahead and happen at the Mamzer Bell. I think essentially I'm going to go ahead and essentially be banned there here. Now, folks, I've about every single place here that's worth spying here. I've never been banned on White News Now, but then again, I've never logged on as Pastor Lynn said. I probably would be banned at the insistence of April Gady. She's all annoyed about a few of the little things I've said about that stupid twat. So since I probably would be banned if I were stupid enough to go ahead and log on as Pastor Lindstedt, instead I got a bunch of sock puppets. I usually have at least two or three sock puppets. I was going to go ahead. I got banned by Il Fagno. One of my sock puppets got banned by Il Fagno because he thought I was Clancy. Because I would say, well, go watch that ban, old Bill White. And essentially, old Il Fagno went ahead and banned me because he thought I was Clancy here. So he's getting all hyper because I think he thinks Jacob Israel and Kane are sort of on to him by now here. So let's see. I've been banned from a lot of places, and the thing about it is that the vast majority of these places, once they start censoring, once you end up having censorship, essentially there has to be something driving any of these message boards or forums. And once you end up having censorship, and once you've pretty well given up on the fact that intellectually you can't make it on your own, essentially there isn't nothing to go ahead and keep them around other than Zog financing or anything like something like that. And unless they're Zog file fronts, once they start censoring, essentially they're dead meat. Now, on Wigger News Now, I haven't been banned, but then again, I've never posted. Last week, I went ahead and posted one of my sock puppets and got promptly banned, so I went ahead and I fired up the old $70 old computer, hooked up the Tor browser. I was going to go ahead and log on, but what happens is that when I was about to go ahead and start a new sock puppet, I went ahead and looked at the password file, and I found an old sock puppet that had been on for about, that I'd gone ahead and used, a couple sock puppets ago here to be a backup. I found a backup to a backup sock puppet here, so I'm back on Four Flag Thebes now. That I didn't know here. So I'll go ahead and I'll probably go to Neosho here today or tomorrow. I'll just go ahead and, you know, get on the Mamser Barrel or something like that using that, and I'll be back on here. But essentially what happens is that it's no longer a white band or song is here. Marty's favorite song is Wigger Problem, I guess, here. Anyway, folks, so I've been banned quite a few places here. I really have. You know, I've been banned a lot of places. And it doesn't really matter here. See, folks, it's coming out because Wigger Squill and Hadding are going ahead, essentially, I was looking at Stormfront. Essentially, here's Joe Adams. Joe the creator. He essentially gets a whole bunch of shit from Wigger Squill. How dare you leave that interview with Harold Covington up here? And Joe Adams says, well, look, tards, I think I'm as good a creator, even though Matt Hill didn't like me interviewing Harold Covington. I'm as good a creator as any, because what I've done is, through my own expense, I've gone ahead and republished The White Man, The White Man's Bible by Benny Klassen. And nobody else is putting this stuff. Nobody else essentially is doing this creatorship. All you have is these people claiming to be creators, and there's less than what? Maybe a dozen of them left? It's sort of like Wigger Squill Wheelos. Of all the people who's left alive on this earth, Wigger Squill Wheelos is the only one who actually believes in Pierce's cosmetology. Cosmotheology, or whatever the hell he called it. I call it cosmetologist here. I said it's nature's eternal religion of going ahead and straightening up kinky black hair, pubic hair, and claiming you're an Aryan. All these people, they want to pretend to be something that they're not. They want to claim they have a way to save the white race, and they don't. There is not a single group which has not been infiltrated by Zog. Now I'll go ahead and say my group hasn't been infiltrated by Zog, because what I do is I don't have a group. All you have to do, if you want to go ahead and listen to the show, is listen to the show. You can go ahead and download it, talks to you. You can go ahead and go to my forum and go ahead and download the show, or go download it on TalkShoe, and you can go ahead and read what I have to say, and if you like it, fine. If you don't like it, that's fine too. You see, I'm not trying to build something. I'm not trying to build anything at all. I'm trying to go ahead and accentuate and exacerbate the hatred that is in this country, to where we have a great tribulation. And folks, I'm a true believer. I really do believe what I say. Now, the thing about Logan is that Logan, I guess, has sort of got scared off from doing the show. And all it was just Visser going ahead and sending in this, going ahead and making a bogus complaint, just sort of like old Keo, just like Visser did against Keith Southworth, making a bogus complaint, and Keith went ahead and went on with it. Now, the problem with Keith was that, as long as Keith didn't have somebody essentially helping him out, Keith sort of ran out of steam. Logan's run out of steam, too, and I think that's sad. Logan used to pay, $200 at least per month to Hal Turner, $250 a month, to go ahead and rant and rave when he was on Hal Turner. And essentially, I don't think his show was any better than it is on TalkShoe.
I've never heard, Logan Hunter go ahead and do a show from his Hal Turner, days. Now, I've gone ahead and I've listened to Hal Turner, and I gotta admit, Hal Turner was one hell of a showman. Hal Turner was hilarious. Hal Turner, essentially was a talk show god. Or talk show god. Of course, he was a Zogbot and a lying piece of shit, but hey, he was good. He really was. Huh? So, in any case, let me see. I don't much care for crap music. Getting on with it. I've gone ahead and seen all these people in this movement, and they're not what they claim to be. Now, somebody who really is essentially waiting for things to go ahead and happen, waiting for a war, waiting for revolution, waiting for who knows what. Those who are really waiting for things to go ahead and come apart. In many cases, they're not the ones who are getting on Nimbusters or Stormfront or VNNF here at all. This one character went ahead. I don't know what the hell happened to him here. He was some Polack kid who went ahead and killed three pigs in 30 seconds because he thought that they were sent by Obongo to take his guns here. What the hell was his name? Poplowski or something like that? He was actually a sort of quasi-anti-racist here. And folks, Zog is scared shitless about tars like that that they don't see coming here. That's why they go ahead and pay for Hal Turner, or they pay for William Pierce, or they pay for Alex Linder and Trader Glenn Miller to go ahead and do this sort of thing. So when you are going ahead and looking at a forum, or you're going ahead and looking at anything, you got to go ahead and say, well, who is behind this? Now, in the case of the Mamzer Barrel, Engeldon, Intrepid, Steve Brower, this is not a Zog false front. This is just shitskin Mamzer faggots being shitskin Mamzer faggots who want to go ahead and play white nationalist. He's going to be actually hurt if I were to go ahead and write to his record company and say, well, you have a bunch of nigger acts, you have a bunch of beaner acts. Do you want Stephen Brower to go ahead? Does he represent you? Maybe I'll go ahead and tell him hey, racism plays no part. Racism plays no part. And, you're not supposed to be pretending to be a racist here. So you're going to have to choose the Mamzer Barrel and choose being on these forums above, or choose to be a vice president, a senior vice president of marketing for this, for this record company, small record company. I went ahead and listened to him, and essentially, I don't think he has any talent. He could play a guitar competently, but essentially, listen to this character, I've heard garage bands better. Folks, in my own demented way, singing Wigger Problem or Zog Will Fuck You Up, folks, I have talent. Now, I ain't saying I have any really great professionalism, but I do have talent. Deranged talent, but I do have talent. You know what I mean? When I go ahead and listen to myself here sing Wigger Problem or Zog Will Fuck You Up or something like that, I gotta laugh my head off. I think it's still funny to me. It's still hilarious to me. Now some of the singing is not too good, and some of it is a little bit over the top. But folks, at least it's interesting. I mean, listening to Gellin sing, you know, folks, it's not something you're going to want to listen to again and again and again. But here this character is. And being a shit-skinned manzer faggot that, you know, that's cowering his bungalow in an L.A. suburb, being taken over by beaners, this character is pretending to be a white supremacist. This character is pretending to be a good white man when none of them are real white men. It's just manzers. So is the manzer bill, is it a Zogfoss front like Stormfront or VNNF? The answer is no. No. Is this sort of like a little faggot, you know, faggot rights, like Quigger News Now? No. Folks, this is just nothing more than a tard corral, that for which was paid $140. And folks, and, you know, with all this shit going on here, nobody really cares. You know what I mean? Country music sucks. Well, folks, some of it isn't that bad. Some of it's pretty good. Well, I don't know. I've never seen rap. Let me be honest with you. With rap, I've never seen anything other than essentially niggers taking over essentially a rock melody and add the funk nigger, you know, nigger funk to it. Essentially, I don't see anything good about nigger music. Now, there are some people who said the rock was nigger music. Now, on the other hand, country music. Luke Lavellian, he went ahead and looked at the old Country Music Talmud Vision by Sumner Redstone, a Jew, and he didn't much care for it at all. But folks, there are portions of it. There are portions of it which essentially mean something here. That's why Harold Covington goes ahead and has three musical songs in most of the shows here. And he's about to go ahead and do something stupid. You see, he sort of thinks that he needs to go ahead and set up an organization, a Northwest Volunteers, when essentially that's not what he does well. He has about maybe a dozen people who are really into it. And among them dozen people, you'll end up having a tard like Steve Elder in there. Okay? Well, Steve Elder is just simply a Jew boy, you know, a Jew boy with crones. A delusional Jew boy with crones. Folks, if you have a group here, you're going to end up having a couple Zog ringers. And one thing I found out, you know, just like with the militia, the problem of it is the ones who are the most competent, the ones who seem most on the ball, a lot of times they're pigs. Folks, there's this character called Judas, you know, Tom Snap, a libertine. You know, he has a blog, KN, and then you have an @ for the A, PPSTER. He's a libertine. I went in and brought that, worthless bastard in the libertine, Missouri Libertine Party. He's just simply an Anglo-Mestizo bum who grew up in Lebanon, Missouri, and essentially, you know, has gone through four or five wives. Finally has found the last one here. He don't have any teeth left. He's a diabetic. You know, he used to be a Marine. From what I gather, he was an informant. He went ahead and he brought in these pigs into at least the Missouri militia. And they caused trouble for these old farts here, Missouri 20. What is scary in the main cases, if you go ahead and you see somebody you didn't really know who got brought in by somebody else, and they're relatively competent as opposed to being mostly goobers or something like that, what is scary is that there's a good chance is that they are policemen. They're pig lice. They're there to go ahead and infiltrate you. Okay? Now, usually, they'll avoid someone like me because, well, that Marty is a nutbag. That Marty is a kook. That Marty,
is a liar. That Marty is just, he's deranged. He's deranged. And what I'll do is I'll try to go ahead and find out whether or not you're for real. And if I don't see something for real there, I see something that doesn't add up, you'll be on my suspicion list. And I will dig, and I will dig, and I will dig, and I will dig. That's why I like old Kane. That's why I like listening to Kane so much. Kane is a fucked up little Jew boy. But what happens is that Kane, since Kane feels he's not liked by everybody, what he will do is he will pay attention. When the Manzer Barrel first got set up, he went ahead, did a who is, and found out that Engelded, a.k.a. Stephen Brower, was the owner of the domain name. You go ahead and you do a who is. Now, I found out over the 2 years since Brian Reel has been running wild, let's say you pay $1.97 for a year to go ahead and have it parked at by somebody to give you privacy. Okay? And that's allowed. It's allowed because of people like Brian Reel and people like Kane and people like me going ahead and finding out who actually is running things. But Engelda didn't know enough to do that back then, did he? So what happens? He went ahead and found out that Engelda, a.k.a. was Steve Brower. He went ahead and he dug and he dug and he dug. And then he said, look, Steve, go ahead and admit. Go ahead and give me the names of the other, Manzer Barrel retards. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go ahead. Essentially, I won't use your name. So Engelded, or Steve Brower, went ahead and snitched out his buddies. That's what he did. And as a result, Steve Brower didn't have enough sense. Steve Brower is a Manzer faggot who, with a sense of entitlement, who thinks he's smarter than any toothless hick who lives in flyover country. He's smart. He's just such a clever little Manzer. He's such a clever little faggot. Everybody who lives east of Barstow, California, and north of Yreka, California, and west of the Delaware Water Gap. The Delaware Water Gap is where the Delaware River separates New Jersey and Pennsylvania. Delaware Water Gap. It's a water gap in the Delaware River. Yeah. In any case, here, if you live in flyover country, you're a tard. You're a retard. And any Jew boy or Manzer or faggot here who lives in Los Angeles or New York or somewhere else like that is just a total tard. That you can go ahead and pretend to A, be one of them, B, pretend to think you're so much better than. And folks, that don't get you very far very quick here. Certainly not with people who are going ahead and looking out for liars in the bowel movement. Certainly not in a show like tonight. In any case, censorship has done nothing more, has not helped Brian Reel. People know, even if they don't dare, put his face on there, they know who he is. They know who the character looks like. And folks, I'm not advocating violence against Brian Reel or Finkelstein or Eli or James. In fact, I advocate nothing. All I advocate you do is that once you go ahead and you find these people, you keep an eye on them. And you go ahead and you notice that anybody who hangs around these people are not for real. Folks,
Only a Mamzer would go ahead and tolerate another Mamzer. Only a Zogbot would tolerate another Zogbot. Only a Jew would tolerate another Jew. And most of the time, they don't like each other. They cannot stand each other, and they won't even tolerate themselves. So what you do is that the purpose of the show is to go ahead and notify people as to go ahead and avoid these people. And folks, I think this show has been successful in doing that. I didn't really have anything much to do. I'm sort of keeping up, or I'm trying to go ahead and keep up with essentially, I'm trying to go ahead and keep up essentially with, notifying anybody who wants to listen as to who is who within the bowel movement. I don't worry if you're a Zogbot, like supposedly Papa Cat is. I don't worry about if you're a Finkelsteinite or a Pisser Possum or anything like that here. You see, Zog is falling apart. Zog is in bad shape. Zog isn't going to last very much longer. What you've seen in the last month or so is you've gone ahead and seen to where essentially the euro is falling apart in Greece and in Spain and everywhere, to where people can no longer afford, the German taxpayer cannot go ahead and afford to keep up the Italians and the Spains and the Greeks and all these other Mamzers who aren't going to amount to anything. And the reason Germans have gone ahead and paid for it is that essentially most of the German produce, most of the German, exports can't be paid for by a low-grade population that lives in places like Greece, in places like Spain, places like Italy, especially southern Italy. What we have is we have a declining ability to go ahead essentially and pay for anything. Folks, you go ahead and look at what all this quantitative easing has done over the last 4 years. Ever since 2008, when they started the first quantitative easing, the TARP, the bailouts for essentially the banksters, essentially the money supply has gone ahead and increased 4 times. 4 times as much. Whereas the productivity has gone ahead and increased about maybe, 15%. So as a result, what you end up having is a virtual inflation rate, a real inflation rate of about 35 or 40% in most cases, about 50% in the rest of the cases. You have a declining standard of living. And you have, I was listening to this Niall Ferguson, I went ahead and read his book Civilization. They had on PBS, they had this Niall Ferguson on PBS. He essentially was talking about his book. And they were talking about, you didn't talk so much about this, they were talking about how things are indeed falling apart in the West here. They call it the West and the rest here. And pointing out how China is catching up. Well, the thing about it is, though, is China really isn't catching up because it has the same problems as the rest of the non-white world. And that only white people, only Israelites, can go ahead and do things to a higher standard. And why we are falling apart is that there's fewer and fewer Israelites, and there's more and more Mamzers and non-whites and the rest here trying to go ahead and pretend that they're us, but they're not. I go ahead, I'm looking at this here show here. You end up having niggers, like this Rihanna nigger. I think she's a Brazilian nigger. I remember 2007,
they'd have the show onto this nigger music here over on Biggs here, and I was listening about her umbrella. Umbrella, something like that here. And essentially, here's this nigger. You know, this nigger chick. Well, I guess won a nigger beauty contest in Brazil or something like that. She ain't bad looking for a nigger. But on the other hand, here she is, you know, essentially with, you know, with bleached blonde hair, long blonde hair that niggers now normally do not get. Niggers do not have. So essentially, I guess she has hair extensions and she has, she's blonde haired, and essentially they're trying to go ahead and have, I remember last month I went to, you know, I went to Walmart's, and here is this sort of thing here, you know, Rihanna. Rihanna's the name of this nigger here with the, hair extensions and the blonde hair. You know what I mean? Last year they had, or last month they had Beyonce, most beautiful woman in the U.S. here. I guess the nigger just kind of squeezed out a nigglet or something here. And, in any case, niggers are trying to go ahead and look like white women. And folks, they're not white women. They're niggers. I mean, it don't matter how much you go ahead and carve on a nigger's snout. It don't matter how much you go ahead and, you know, do all the, you know, sweat glands and whatever. It don't matter. You'll still end up having a nigger. I mean, just a nigger pretend to be a white woman. I mean, come on now. You know? So, folks, you have all these people, like on the Manzer Bill and other places, and they're pretending to be something they're not. They pretend to be good white men. That's why I made the point is that I'm a real white man. So, anyway, let's see. How long have I been yakking? I think it's about time that I call it a night here. Hell, I've been yakking for an hour and 12 minutes. So, folks, I think that's long enough. It was longer in the first here. I'm sorry a lot of you got booted off on the first segment, and I don't think it was my fault here. I think it was a talk show burp here. So since I think I've gone ahead and given about, what, 2 hours or so? About close to 3 hours? I think I've talked long enough here. I like to go ahead and say piss on the Nimbus retards who, essentially spam the chat. Any pisser possums, why, you can go ahead and fuck yourself too. But I think you're going to go ahead and enjoy your supposed victory and get me banned. But don't worry, Nimbus retards, I'll be back. But I won't be back as Pastor Lindstedt. So folks, I'm going to go ahead and call it a night. I'm going to go ahead and say, Hail Victory. May Yahweh bless. Good night.
White men clad in black are we, hi-yi-oh-ho, and we'll stamp out God's tyranny, hi-yi-oh-ho. White men go, revolt ho, on the city roof let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse walls let red blood flow. When Adam delved and Eve defend, Kyrie-lay-i, all who was then the ruling man, Kyrie-lay-i. White men go, revolt ho, on the city roof let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns let red blood flow. Four white men their rifles shoot, the Jews are laid low. On sogling necks we stomp our boots to stamp out God's soul.
White men go, we vote ho, on the city route, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. The regime must only love its great, hi-yi-oh-ho. The love of God our only need, hi-yi-oh-ho. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. We'll conquer for our cause is right, hi-yi-oh-ho. Our sons won't have to go and fight, hi-yi-oh-ho. White men go, we vote ho, on the city route, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow.